KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backhoe, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to our program. We're live, we're national, it's Friday night. Happy to be here, blessed to be on this microphone with each and every one of you. And our phone number, if you want to join me, here's the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And man, one of the slower news Fridays, right? There is a new jet. The evolution of jets is upon us. I was just watching on television this newest fighter jet, the 47, interestingly. And very, very cool stuff to be watching and witnessing. It's interesting how we're literally one day removed from Trump being in office for 2 months, right? January 20th. To February 20th, and now March 20th. That was yesterday. Today's the 21st. Wow, right? It feels like Trump's been, like he hasn't been gone for 4 years. At least that's how it feels for me, with so much coming out of the White House. I love this strategy. I love that Trump has been very, very busy, keeping the media busy, keeping everybody on their toes, so to speak. I think that's good news. Anyway, I want to get into some of the news of the day. We're going to have some really interesting conversations today. Big court wins for Republicans. We're scheduled to speak with the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, scheduled to join us a little bit later. And pretty good show for tonight, honestly, for a Friday. For everybody who's locked in tonight, I think you're really going to enjoy it. But I want to go into a few things. I mean, there's a lot of talk about Gavin Newsom. Now, Gavin Newsom, interestingly enough, I find that he's really running to, forget the middle, it's like he's running to the right. And it's a smart move for him if he wants to win people over, because he saw what happened, right? I think anybody, whether you are a Trump hater, a Trump lover, no, it doesn't matter your position, you need to align yourself with the policies that the American people favor. Now, some things may be a little unfavorable at times, and you got to take a lot of these things with a grain of salt. To be frank, what do I mean? Well, what I mean by that is, I don't think that it's truly an unpopular position to get rid of an extra department in our federal government that we don't need. I really don't. I think most people, when you sit down and you have a measured, reasoned discussion with them, they agree. Man, why do we even have it to begin with? Makes a lot of sense to me. Makes a lot of sense to most people, too. However, we live in this information age where it's always a battle for the truth, and it's sound bites, right? We're fighting over sound bites, and these sound bites don't give you the opportunity that I have, right? I have an opportunity to spend time with you and really work through an idea. I get to and ah and take a big pregnant pause and really explain what I'm trying to say to connect with you, with the audience. And it gives me time to work out my idea. But so much of social media is a quick scroll or TV soundbite, and then that's it. And so much is lost in the context, and so much is lost in the details. And you know the saying, the devil's in the details. And there's truth to that, right? Because there is so much importance there, and that's how you can get undone if you don't pay attention to those details. So you got Newsom. And I feel like Newsom is running to the, I'm going to say to the right of his typical position, because he sees the writing on the wall. He's already been governor of California, and now he wants to be president. And how do you become president if the people that show up to vote, by and large, voted for Donald Trump? And by and large, would likely reject most of the policies you've espoused. I think there's no question. Trump talked about a handful of things, right? He talked about a lot of things, but there was really a handful that were constants in the campaign. Right? Two genders, no girls in men's sports. This was a staple, I believe, of his campaign, in particular with the focus on the culture war. So this is not because you favor Trump, or even if you favor the position that there's only two genders. This is really the proof in the pudding, right? There's a proof of concept out there that says most people don't want their child to be bullied into becoming the other gender, or be bullied into accepting that their friend Steve is now Stephanie. No, most people aren't with this. And not that we have to go by what most people think, because that's what the media tries to do, is to convince most people. And in some cases, they do. But ultimately, you're not going to win with the AOC message. Yeah, AOC might take on Schumer. And with all of the transplants that we have in New York, right? This is a place filled with people from all over the country, the most radical, the most leftist people in the world. It's like this is the Mecca of the left. They leave California and they make their pilgrimage to New York City. And it's clear, because real New Yorkers, and when I say New York, I mean native-born New Yorkers, they're not that left-wing. In fact, most New Yorkers are pretty conservative, and their liberal bent comes from decades and decades of indoctrination by unions. There's a big working class in New York, and the unions have a lot of control. Anyway, I say all of this stuff to make the point that, you know, Gavin Newsom's making headlines today. And this is solely because he wants to isolate himself as, I'm not Tim Walz. I'm not AOC. I'm not. But I would submit to you, he is. Right, just look at the policies, the things that he's supported over the years, and you say, come on. People want a genuine change. People didn't vote for Trump because they all of a sudden fell in love with him. Those that love Trump always love him. Right? I've loved Trump since I was a little kid. I think Trump was great. He was a young developer, changing the New York skyline. He's always been the man. He was in all the rap videos. He was in all the movies. He was everywhere. It was really cool that, big-time New Yorker was such a big-time figure in popular culture. But those who don't like Trump, will never like him for those things. They're never going to become like me and be like, he's so funny. Man, I love it when he beats up the left. I love it when he beats up the media. They're not going to. In fact, this is their main point of disdain. This is where they say, oh, my gosh, you know, maybe I could agree with his policies, but, oh, the way he talks when he talks, oh, you know, stop crying. Get out of your own way. That's all they're doing is getting in their own way. So this is not about personality. People say, oh, it's a cult of personality. No, no. This, if anything, if you want to make it a cult, it's a cult of ideology. It's a cult of America. It's a cult of loving the country. People that love the country more than they love themselves in many ways. And what they would prefer. And they say, you know, I think that's best for the country. Service before self. You don't see that on the other side. And this is a problem. This is why they have to rig elections. This is why they have to rig voting patterns. This is why they're constantly trying to get non-citizens to vote. And we're going to talk about the non-citizen voting issue in New York that was passed into law.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
1,000 calories per day of easy-to-prepare meals with a shelf life up to 25 years. These kits that have been rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by tens of thousands of folks like you. When the next crisis hits, you'll be ready. Stock up now at MyPatriotSupply.com before this deal disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and 4 free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
So glad to be on your show, Rich. It's just an amazing broadcast that I hope the rest of America listens to every day.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez working the late shift with you, live and national, 833-482-5337. Looking forward to speaking with you. And before we bring in RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, who's scheduled to join us in just a few minutes, I wanted to bring something up, which is that what we're watching in the news and in the media, right? And I'm always guarded with these things, right? I don't like to be a knee-jerk reaction to things, because there are certain things that, you know, sometimes I think we have to think it through before we respond. And we have to be judicious in our approach. I am not ever going to sit here and say, I think that it is a great idea to grab people, not charge them, hold them in custody, and kick them out of the country. In general, I don't think that's a good idea. I think we need to be cautious, right? And I think we are. I think we're being very cautious in that there's only one person, Mahmoud Khalil, that is saying that this is happening. Now, I'm not saying he's innocent of anything. I'm just saying I don't want the next Democrat president to try and do that to someone else, because whatever they make up, we've already seen what can happen with the Bidens, right? With the Democrats, with everybody in that last administration doing what they felt like, trying to lock up moms at school board meetings. We've seen that. I didn't make that up. That was real. So this is my pause in these things. But in this situation, it's very different, right? It's very, very different. And you've got this judge that is now acting as the arbiter of America. And the great one, Mark Levin, he wrote a book many years ago called Men in Black. If you haven't read it, you should read it twice. And in effect, he makes, you know, to boil it down, he makes the argument that unelected judges do not make law. Right? They interpret law. this whole idea of judicial review. It's a really, really good book. And I can't steal its thunder because, you know, I'm not eloquent enough to do that. But what I am going to say is that that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing this judge, Boasberg, however his name is pronounced, who is, in effect, and again, it's not like he's a Supreme Court justice or anything like that. He's the bottom of the rung, district court judge, who's, in effect, telling the president how to run the country. You can do this, you can't do that. And the last time that I checked, I'm sitting right next to it. I don't know if you can hear it. I'm going to tap it. This is the Constitution that was hanging on the wall at the world-famous WABC radio. And I've had it next to me my entire broadcasting career, which is turning seven in about 4 weeks. And all I could tell you is I've never seen a judge or any judge call the shots, right? We elect people because that's how our constitutional system of government works. So I have a problem with the judge trying to run the country. Now, I know somebody's going to push back on me and say, Rich, he's not trying to run the country. He's trying to have a check and a balance on the president. Excuse me. Is the court the check and the balance to the president, the district court? I mean, is there not a cabinet? Is there not Congress? Is there are lots of things here, right? It's the point I'm making. And for this judge to seemingly, you know, try to die on this hill, I think is foolish. It's very foolish for him. But he seems to be getting the attention of the media. He's grandstanding, and it's working. And now you've got the media in the White House today asking questions of the president that he's forced to walk them through with logic. And this is brilliant. Listen to this.
Do you think you have the authority, the power to round up people, deport them, and then you're under no obligation to a court to show the evidence against them?
Well, that's what the law says, and that's what our country needs, because we were, unfortunately, they allowed millions of people to come into our country, totally unvetted, totally unchecked. So you ought to ask, did he have the authority to allow millions of people? Did Biden have the authority to do something that's unthinkable? Have open borders where millions of people poured into our country, totally unvetted and totally unchecked, just as you would say. And many of those people were criminals. Many of them were from jails and prisons and mental institutions and gang members and drug dealers and very dangerous people. Many were murderers. We have 11,088 that we know of murders they murdered. Of that number, at least half killed more than one person. They're in our country. They're in a location near you.
They're in a location near you. El Trumpito is nailing it, right? And he nailed it in the first sentence, right? This is not a filibuster here. I got the transcript in front of me. He says, well, that's what the law says, and that's what our country needs. Period. That's true. He's the president. You may not, and I try to impress this, I guess, because I'm surrounded by liberals everywhere I go. But I'm trying my best here to help people understand things. Just because you may not like Trump, his personality, his style, whatever it is, you don't like his haircut, you can't pretend that because you don't like Trump, that's why you don't like the Constitution. That's why you don't like the separation of powers. That's why you don't like innocent until proven guilty. That's why you don't like anything that this country stands for. Ultimately, that's the case. The due process that's afforded to this guy, he's getting it. We're not cutting any steps out. What is the problem? And the other part of it, of telling the planes to come back with the Tren de Aragua guys, come on. The whole thing's ridiculous. This judge needs to take a back seat. Anyway, straight ahead, we've got more to come. 833-4-VALDEZ is the number, and I'll be right back. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez, your liberty-loving Latino amigo. Happy to be here with you, and we continue our conversation. So I was mentioning how they couldn't get people to vote the way they wanted, so they started saying, let's let anybody vote. Right in New York City, New York State passing this law, and it was unconstitutional then. It's unconstitutional today. The Staten Island Republicans jumped all over this, as did the RNC, and they took them to court, and they won. Listen to this report from Jenna DeAngelis, CBS News.
It's estimated the city law would have given more than 800,000 people the opportunity to vote in local elections such as mayor, public advocate, borough president, and city council. But the 6-1 decision by the Court of Appeals stopped that from happening. The opinion states, whatever the future may bring, the New York Constitution as it stands today draws a firm line restricting voting to citizens. The legislation passed in the city council in 2021 gave municipal voting rights to non-citizens who have been lawful permanent residents of the city for at least 30 days, along with those authorized to work in the U.S. The law took effect in January 2022 after Mayor Adams took office, but it was then challenged by Republicans, led by Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella, with a lawsuit arguing the law violated the New York State Constitution. The state's highest court ultimately siding with those challengers. In a statement, Fisella writing, "This is a victory for common sense and the sanctity and security of our franchise, the right to vote as American citizens. We are pleased that this matter can finally be put to rest once and for all."
There is activism all over the place. You've got judicial activists. Thank God these judges got it right. and I'm happy to celebrate that victory. I want to bring our guest in. He's the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. Welcome back, sir.
It is great to be on with you, sir.
So how are you feeling in the midst of all the winning?
Well, I tell you what, I am not tired of winning yet, and I don't think that this nation is yet. You know, this is a great win for us here in the courts in New York City. As you heard, it is a common sense victory. The Constitution of New York is very clear that, you have to be a citizen to be able to vote in the state of New York. We are fighting all across the country to make sure that only American citizens are voting. We consider this to be a really important victory.
Oh, I agree. And I think it's important that we're doing what we're doing, right? It's important that local Republican organizations are bringing these lawsuits. It's important that the National Republican Committee is also right there in the fight, because if we're not fighting these fights, we're losing them.
What we need to do is make very clear and very sure that we have the right rules of the road in place before voting starts. You know, one of the big lessons that we learned coming out of 2020 is you have to get these issues resolved before the voting starts, which is why in the last election cycle, we filed 175 different lawsuits all around the country to make sure that we had the basic principles of election integrity in place. Only American citizens can vote. You have to have a voter ID. We want the states to clean up their voter rolls, and we need basic protections for mail-in ballots.
Now, the last time we spoke, we talked about an initiative that you had prior to the election about election integrity. Talk to us about how that's unfolding.
Yeah, well, what we wanted to do was make sure that we have lawyers and observers in the room every time a vote is cast or counted. So Laura Trump, myself, Pam Bondi, Matt Whitaker, Cash Patel, and dozens of others, we had a campaign last year to recruit and train hundreds of thousands of volunteers. In fact, 230,000 volunteers signed up and served as poll workers, poll observers, and 6,500 attorneys that we were able to recruit across the country. You know, it's so important for us to have that physical presence to make sure that we have eyes and ears in the room anytime voting is taking place or those votes are being counted.
Well, it seems like it turned out well with this election. What's on, on the horizon to continue to expand those efforts? I know when I speak with people, this seems to be the number one contention that they have, is that they don't have that renewed faith yet that elections are winnable.
Well, it's absolutely crucial. You know, we were looking at 5 to 10% of Republican voters said that they were much less likely to vote in the last election cycle because they didn't think that their vote was going to count, because they thought it would be canceled out by cheating. I'll tell you what, if we have 5 to 10% of Republican voters don't go to the polls, we'll lose in every battleground state. So that is a critical, critical component. And we want to make sure that we are going to put these programs in place in every state across the country. You know, we were very successful in getting this done in the battleground states this last election cycle, but we need to expand that. We need to be operating in every single state. So we're working with our state parties in every state to make sure that we get these programs in place. We're working with our men's clubs and our women's clubs and all of our other auxiliary groups to make sure that we have the volunteers signing up. The RNC is taking the lead on the training programs to make sure that we're going to have the ballot security that everybody knows and they can trust. You know, Rich, there's another very important flip side to this, which is we wanted to make everybody understand if you're going to cheat in an election or you're going to help somebody else cheat, we will find you and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. The prophylactic impact that we had just in terms of making sure everybody understands how many people we had in the room and all of the laws that we were able to change made a tremendous difference. I think the fact that we didn't see any attempts at systematic cheating anywhere across the country was very important. Now, does that mean it was perfect? No. Does that mean it was even good enough? No. So we've got to do better, and we're going to continue to build this program.
Oh, outstanding work, and I agree with you. Keep your foot on the gas. We've got to continue with that. But it's a testament to, you know, if you get in the fight, you have a chance at winning. If you don't get in the fight, we can't win at all. Folks, we're on with RNC Chairman Michael Whatley and discussing the big victory over, believe it or not, U.S. citizens only voting in elections. And thank God for that. Now, the Democrats have a new message. AOC delivering that message yesterday, talking about their view for the economy, their view for America and its values. And we're going to continue with that with our guest, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, straight ahead.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
Call 800-838-8614. 800-838-8614. That's 800-838-8614.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Listen to you, Rich, all the time.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez working the late shift with you live till midnight, 1 a.m. in some areas. And check this out. The Democrats have a message that they're bringing to the American people there at a rally called the Fight Oligarchy Rally. It's in Vegas just yesterday. And who do they have as their standard bearer? None other than Bernie Sanders and his communist sympathizing granddaughter, AOC, all out crazy. Listen to this.
You know, Fox News and the right wing will have you believe that these American values are something out of the Communist Manifesto. That we believe these things because we went to college and read them in a book somewhere. But let me tell you, Fox News, I don't believe these things. I don't believe in healthcare, labor, and human dignity because I'm a Marxist. I believe it because I was a waitress. Because I spent toilets with my mom to go to school. Because I worked double shifts to keep the lights on.
That, of course, again, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, my least favorite congresswoman from the Bronx and Queens. And I want to get some reaction to the Democrats' new message from the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley. What say you about AOC and her message for America?
Well, she does not speak for America, because what the American voters just voted on and what they support is a strong America.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Look like Republicans in the next election.
You know, I got to say, what we're watching right now is a huge fight within the Republic or the Democratic Party. And I think it's a generational fight that they are going to be having here, because right now they don't have a messenger. They don't have a message. You know, what we're seeing right now from the Democratic Party writ large in Washington is they're fighting tooth and nail for open borders. They're fighting tooth and nail for violent, illegal aliens, you know, criminals that they want to keep from being deported. They're fighting for a inflationary spending. They're fighting every single day for waste, fraud, and abuse from the federal government. They're fighting for boys and women's sports and men and women's locker rooms. This is an agenda that is not going to sell across this country. And as long as they're going to fight for this agenda, they're not going to be successful in the elections.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Now, as far as this message, right, that this AOC's trying to sell this Marxist message, saying, you know, it's because I was a waitress because I'm trying to keep the lights on. She's trying to appeal to real Americans that are facing real challenges. Do you think her message is resonating? Because I feel like more Americans hear Trump and say, yeah, he's actually promoting no tax on tips. He's promoting no tax on overtime. That's going to help me keep my lights on.
Yeah, the fact is the Democrats just want government to provide the answer for every problem. And government is not the answer for every problem. We need an economy that is based on private sector jobs, and Donald Trump is fighting every single day to create those kinds of high-paying jobs. He's going to unleash American energy. He's going to get rid of red tape. He is going to have a tariff policy that is going to encourage manufacturing here in the United States. You know, the fact is that every dollar goes to Washington, 35 cents, 45 cents, 50 cents, stays in Washington. The rest of it goes back out into the economy. That is how you get a weak, anemic economy. And every time the government spends more money than they bring in is why we have inflation. That inflation was the key reason that we saw grocery prices, gasoline prices, and housing prices go up 20, 30, 40, 50% over the last 4 years. And the American people have said clearly, they've had enough of this. They want jobs, they want a strong economy, and they want a safe community.
Really well put. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, please let everybody listening know how they can keep up to speed with everything that you guys are doing at the RNC and how they can follow your work.
Sure. Well, certainly if you want to watch President Trump, just watch his Truth, you know, or watch him on TV. It is absolutely awesome every single day to see him rolling out his agenda and making sure that his administration is delivering on the promises that they made. We've got at the GOP, our website, GOP.com, and we've also got a great presence on Twitter.
Outstanding. Well, Mr. Chairman, continued success in everything you're doing. It looks like we're trending in the right direction, and I want to thank you for being here. Hope to have you back soon. Godspeed, sir.
Yeah, Rich, we really appreciate you, and more importantly, we really appreciate your listeners. They are the reason that we have this going right now in Washington with President Trump, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate.
Well, thank you again, sir. I appreciate it. God bless. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, amigos, we're taking a pause right here. Coming right back with your phone calls and more. Open phones across America, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Emergencies strike at any time without warning. When they do, food disappears fast. That's why prepared Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the leader in long-term emergency food storage, to protect their families. For a limited time, order their best-selling 4-week emergency food supply and get 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's 12 extra days of food at no extra cost. That's nearly 2 weeks of extra food, free, to keep your family secure. Plus, free shipping. Order by 3 p.m. for same-day shipping. All kits deliver 2,000 calories per day of easy-to-prepare meals with a shelf life up to 25 years. These kits that have been rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by tens of thousands of folks like you. When the next crisis hits, you'll be ready. Stock up now at MyPatriotSupply.com before this deal disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and 4 free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue with your thoughts, calls, and opinions. But first, I want to play a little something for you because I was looking at this and I said, oh my gosh, isn't this something that good old Adam Schiff, is really such a divisive guy. Whichever one you like. Divisive or divisive, take your pick. Adam Schiff, literally. Like, I've never heard him say anything like, you know, what I love about this country is, you know, my family means so much to me. Never, ever, ever. This man is always talking about how bad it is, how bad this is, how bad you are, how bad everything is. Now he's talking about how Trump has created a climate of fear. Listen to this, cut number 10, Adam Schiff.
I am surprised just how quickly they have created a climate of fear. I wouldn't have thought it possible, but by going after universities, they're intimidating other universities. By going after certain press organizations, they're causing others to self-censor.
Mm-hmm.
By going after certain law firms, they're causing other lawyers to not want to take cases if they think it will be retaliated against by the ministry.
You know, when he says self-censor, what an authoritarian thing to say. Causing others to self... Who's supposed to censor you? He makes it sound like somebody's supposed to censor me. Like somebody's supposed to censor you other than yourself. That's the whole point of having agency over yourself, is that you censor yourself. I don't tell you to go F yourself because I'm censoring myself, not because somebody told me I can't say it. There's something wrong with these people. There really is. And I hate to paint with a broad brush, but today Adam Schiff is on my last nerve. Why? For this reason. Because he never has anything good to say about anything. Not about his people in California, not about how he loves his state, nothing. This man is just constantly malcontent. And it's, me duele. It hurts. It hurts to see a guy that's in such agony all the time. Give it a rest. Go ahead.
Companies, towing a Trumpian line because they're worried about losing government contracts.
Hold on a second. Hold it there. That's politics. Right? Isn't that always politics? People who compete for contracts want contracts. You tell me companies are afraid to lose a contract because they're towing the Trumpian line. Hey, did you just wake up and show up in politics where people get contracts? That's how that works. You don't want to be in that game? Don't be in that game. Get a job like everybody else. Start a company. Open a landscaping business. You don't need to compete for any federal or state contracts. But if you're in the business of getting money from politicians, tax dollars from politicians, that means you're in the business of trying to curry favor with those politicians. And every 4 years, you have the potential of trying to curry favor with a new type of politician. So Adam Schiff will have you believe that it's somehow bad to try and curry favor with Trump, but it's good to curry favor with Joe Biden or Barack Obama. Come on. I mean, these arguments are stupid. They don't hold water at all. This is what I mean by a malcontent. He used to be so good at lying to people, so good at convincing you, make you think, maybe I got this wrong. Right? He was really effective, I think, in his rhetoric. This man is a shell of himself, Senator Schiff. Go ahead.
Possible to so quickly create that climate of fear. And we have to band together. We have to speak out. We have to push back. We have to show courage. The dictator wannabes, this is part of their playbook. And the only way to defeat it is by standing strong and saying, basically, screw you, I won't be intimidated.
Listen, cue the applause. Dictator wannabes like him that say, you don't want people to self-censor you, let me censor you, right? What a pendejo. Anyway, I want to get to your thought. This could drive me to drink. Let's go to the phones. Paul, Boise, Idaho, KBOI. Go right ahead, sir.
He's what a lead is. Thanks, Rick.
Yep. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, Paul. I'm sorry the music is kicking us out of here. I didn't time that well enough, but if you want to hang on, I'll bring you on in the next hour. Amigos, we continue with this conversation all over the country, but for some of you, this might be the end of the road. So if it is, take care, good night, and God bless you, America. Hasta la próxima. I'm Rich Valdez.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. London's Heathrow Airport is now resuming some flights and hopes to return to a full schedule tomorrow in the wake of a huge fire. Heathrow was closed after a blaze in a nearby electrical substation cut power to Europe's busiest airport. At JFK International in New York, Alfie Joseph, who was supposed to fly to London, says she and others were stuck on their plane for hours.
Initially, like, we were very much anti. We were anti-British Airways. We were anti-everything. We were very, very angry and upset and just so tired, like, having to do that all over, you know, the whole night and just being uncertain. So that was very tiring.
The fire stranded roughly 200,000 passengers and affected some 1,300 flights. As for the fire, authorities say they found no evidence it was suspicious. Also at townhall.com, Boeing will build the Air Force's future fighter jet. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Joined by his defense secretary and top Air Force officials, the president announced the military's next generation fighter jet.
The F-47 will be the most advanced, most capable, most lethal aircraft ever built.
The Pentagon says the new jet fleet will have stealth and penetration capabilities that far exceed its current fleet. Boeing's initial contract to proceed with production is worth an estimated $20 billion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is beefing up the Navy warship presence in the Middle East, ordering two aircraft carriers to be there next month as the U.S. increases strikes on Yemen-based Houthi rebels. It's the second time in 6 months the U.S. has kept two carrier strike groups in that area. A top Russian security official has met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang earlier today and thanked him for the country's support of Moscow's war efforts in Ukraine. North Korea has recently sent additional troops to Russia to aid its war efforts. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Important Social Security news. President Trump's Doge chief, Elon Musk, says Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. And he says there's so much fraud, it's the big one to eliminate. Now, Rob Finnerty is on Newsmax tonight, warning that your Social Security could be in danger. Already, Doge is slashing half the Social Security offices across the nation. Rob Finnerty says that's wrong. Millions will find their benefits denied. You paid into Social Security all your life. Now, Rob Finnerty exposes the lies about Social Security and why it must be protected. Watch Rob's special series on the dangers to Social Security at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app. Millions of Americans are switching to Newsmax because it's news they can trust. It's real news for real people.
Sudan's military has retaken the Republican Palace in Khartoum, the latest heavily guarded bastion in the capital of rival paramilitary forces. That after nearly 2 years of fighting. Correspondent John Grambrill reports the paramilitary RSF continues to fight them in the capital, as well as several other venues.
Sudanese military went into the palace, filmed themselves in the rubble and the debris of the palace. Now, the RSF did apparently launch a drone attack that killed several soldiers, as well as members of Sudan State Television broadcaster. And the RSF is insisting that it's still in the vicinity and still wants to fight. The rest of Khartoum has yet to be taken. That includes the international airport. But the fact that the military is in Khartoum and seems to be on the march comes after they seized a major oil refinery in January and have made other advances elsewhere.
The war in Sudan appears to be reaching a critical juncture after nearly 2 years of fighting. More at townhall.com. Canadian investigators say the Delta regional jet that crash-landed in Toronto last month descended too quickly. With more, here's Tayshia Stevens.
21 people were injured when the plane flipped over and passengers were left hanging upside down in their seats. A preliminary report from the Transportation Board of Canada says an alert sounded 3 seconds before impact, indicating a high rate of descent. The landing gear collapsed when it touched the ground.
Measles cases in West Texas are still rising 2 months after the outbreak began. Health officials say they expect the outbreak to last for several more months and the case number likely to be an undercount. More people have received measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination this year in Texas and New Mexico compared to last year, though officials would like it to be higher. Pharmacies across the country, especially in Texas, are seeing more demand for the shots. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national. It's about 7 minutes after 10 p.m. New York time, D.C. time, East Coast time. Happy to be here with you, blessed to be on this microphone. And our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. If you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversation, feel free to give me a call. Talking about everything under the sun tonight. I'm going to have a couple of interesting topics a little bit later. One of the things I'm going to talk about, very, very interesting. Let me see here. This was a really interesting one. This guy was forcibly removed from an airplane bathroom because they say he took too long. Well, he sued them because he said he was constipated. We're going to get to that. That's crazy, right? I want to get your thoughts on that. But first, of course, we got to get to the real news, the big news of the day, and there's plenty of it out there. And the Democrats, in my opinion, are running to the right. Right? I talked about this before, and I just want to kind of underscore it. You got Gavin Newsom. He's out there doing interviews with Charlie Kirk, right? Of all people in the world, I think Charlie Kirk is great, but everybody knows Charlie Kirk is a conservative, right? And Gavin Newsom is, you know, going into the conservative space because he wants to get that exposure because he wants to get votes. Elisa Slotkin, I want you to listen to this clip from her. She's flat out telling people, look, I'm no AOC. I can't do that. I'm from a purple state. Listen to this.
All of those things require me to be more than just an AOC. I can't do what she does because we live in a purple state and I'm a pragmatist. Everyone you mentioned has a lot of words. But what have they actually done to change the situation with Donald Trump?
She said they have a lot of words, but what have they done? Yeah, I've been saying, what has AOC done for a very long time since she ran away from me at the Puerto Rican parade in New York City some years ago? And Slotkin is calling her out, but I don't think Slotkin's done anything either. The real question here, she's saying they have a lot of words, but what have they done? She's saying they're fakes, they're phonies, and they're frauds. They ain't done a damn thing, right? That's what she's saying. I'm translating that for the people in the back. So people are fascinated by this, but everything is, I'm going to use the term common sense, which is an abused term, by the way. I think too many people use it. And they don't, it's not very common, right? They have some sort of unique insight. And then they, oh, it's common sense. It's not common. It's not common to anybody I know. But blue states are losing people. Report in PJ Media, Americans are still fleeing blue states and taking their electoral votes with them. And this is an interesting topic here, right? The article posits that it's too soon to look at the 2028 election because we don't even know who the players are. But 2032, we're ready to go because we're halfway to the next congressional apportionment, and we're getting a good idea of how the biggest player in the game is, the Electoral College map, and it's changing, and it's turning red. So this is good news. So there's a census that's coming up at the start of each new decade, and with it, Congress's 435 seats are apportioned amongst the several states, and this is a zero-sum game. There are winners and losers. So it goes on, but basically makes the case that what's going to happen when you have these people going to different states? Which way is it going to sway things? One way or the other, obviously. And it looks like it's going to work well, right? GOP doing well in Idaho and Utah should gain one congressional seat in each district. Florida and Texas, they're going to gain four seats each. Obviously, these are all going to be red seats. Florida only caught up to New York after the 2010 census, and by 2030, they'll be a third larger than New York, comprised of many New Yorkers who hate living in blue New York. That's why they went to Florida. I'm trying to join that club. So this is a very interesting thing. What ends up happening? Well, they see the writing on the wall, these people. Newsom, Senator Slotkin, and the like. The ones that don't see it are the culture warriors. And you have them on both sides, and it's not a bad thing to be a culture warrior. But AOC's not here to be a middle-of-the-road person. She never was. She was always here to dominate and to dominate with her ideology. Running as a Democrat Socialist of America candidate, the DSA, openly embracing Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders. This is who they are, and they make no bones about it. Cool. That's why it works for them. People will respect you if you tell them who you are. When you vacillate and when you ride both sides of the fence is when people go, I'm not too sure. Now, that indecisiveness does have an appeal to some people because some people are also indecisive. But by and large, you're never going to have the critical appeal, the mass appeal that you need to really make it in anything if you're not decisive. You have to be decisive. AOC is decisive. You can pretty much predict which position she's going to be with. On rare occasion, she will team up with Matt Gaetz or with Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna to do something bipartisan. And it's in her best interest to do that because ultimately I think there's a part of the hardcore progressive stance is the ability, right, to me presents an opportunity to potentially one day win them over. I think the hardest person to really win over is the ones that the liberal Democrat. And I think a lot of people would disagree with me on this. And they'd say, no, I think it's the other way around. But I don't know. And all you got to do is listen to the likes of a commentator named Cenk Uygur. He used to be on MSNBC. He's got a big network of his own now, the Young Turks. And these guys are so anti-war. You know who else is anti-war? Trump. So you tell me, if you're going to find common ground with between Trump and Cenk Uygur, where is it going to be? It's going to be there. And they can build from there. Because ultimately, they believe in government, but they don't want all the war that goes with it. Now, the liberal Democrat, these guys are like, oh, look, that's, you know, it's like mom, the flag, apple pie, and the military-industrial complex. Which, honestly, that's more my speed, right? Pretty hawkish myself. I'm not very pacifistic. I told both my kids, sign up for the Army, Navy, Air Force. Do whatever you want, wartime or not. I stand by their decision. You know, one was very interested and ended up deciding not to go. People think I'm crazy for that, but I'm like, you know, do whatever makes you happy. If you want to serve, serve. If you know you're going to serve overseas, serve honorably. You know, God first, right? As they say in Spanish, con Dios adelante. And that's all I could say. There's a lot of people out there that say things like, I don't want to send my kid to fight these the rhinos wars. I'm not sending my kids to fight the rhinos wars. I'm giving my kids an opportunity to choose for themselves. If that's what they want to do, that's what they do. And that's it. So my point is, I think you're going to have find common ground with a progressive in that sense. Quicker.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma.
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Look at Rich Valdez. He's now a radio host, and he's a great radio host.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, we are back, and I want to continue the conversation. We're talking about government gangsters, right? The title of Cash Patel's book. It was a really good book. And it reminds me of so many things that we hear, right? And Michael Frances, he's a former mobster himself. He was on this podcast, and he says that the JFK hit was a mob hit. Listen to this.
Speaking of killing in the streets, what do you think about the mob ties and the JFK assassination?
My whole life, all I ever heard, and I have no reason to disbelieve it because it was from the right people, without a doubt, that it was a mob hit.
Really?
No question. And look, Jack Ruby, come out of Chicago. You know,
yeah.
He was around the Capone guys back then.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he goes into a police station out of nowhere, and he kills Lee Harvey Oswald. Come on.
A little suspect.
It was a setup. The CIA knew about it. I mean, what's his name? Accardo said it. You know, we killed the wrong Kennedy. He had it on tape. Joe Kennedy made a deal. We were supposed to have access to the White House if we delivered Illinois. We delivered it. When I say we, you know, family there. They delivered Illinois. And what happened? Bobby Kennedy went just the opposite. You know, as U.S. attorney, he started prosecuting.
Going after
it. Yeah, he went after it.
When you say the mob did JFK, does that mean the CIA worked with the mob?
Yes.
Wow.
The CIA working with the mob. Shoot, maybe the CIA is the mob. I want to get to the bottom of this with the author of the book that I mentioned before, Wise Guys in the White House, Gangsters, Presidents, and the Deals They Made, Eric Dezenhall. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So you heard this commentary here from Michael Frances and on this JFK assassination being a mob hit. Wouldn't surprise me if it was, but with the release of all these JFK documents and not much else coming out of that, what's your take on that? What do you think of his statement?
Well, he's a very smart guy when it comes to mob stuff, but I don't think the mob had anything to do with the JFK assassination. I think it's a great story, and it's something people desperately want to believe. It's a lot of fun, but I think that if the mob had anything to do with it, the feds would have rained such hellfire down on them. And all these guys were wired up around the time of the Kennedy assassination, and they found nothing that indicated that they had any involvement. Some of them were happy that he was killed, but they didn't kill JFK. In fact, around that time, you had a lot of mobsters were saying, oh my God, they're going to end up blaming us because he's prosecuted us. And they were actually scared of it. Angelo Bruno was caught on tape saying, being terrified. Angelo Bruno of Philadelphia was terrified because one of his guys shoved an FBI agent and they beat him within an inch of his life. I mean, there are very few things in life I know for certain. One of them is you do not mess around with the feds. And just because the mob was angry with Kennedy, and they had reason to be, it doesn't mean they're going to kill him. I mean, the fact is the Kennedys did get mob help in 1960. Joe Kennedy went to Meyer Lansky's partner, Jimmy Aylo. If you saw The Godfather 2, there was a character, Johnny Ola, that's based on Jimmy Aylo. Mm. And Jimmy Aylo said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. Talk to your friend Sinatra. So Joe Kennedy goes and talks to Sinatra, who introduced him to Giancana. Giancana agreed to do it, although not everybody in Chicago was happy. JFK got help in Illinois. He got help in West Virginia, New Jersey, some other places. And he won. Now, whether or not the mob can take credit for electing him, I think that remains to be seen. But one of the things I do find is mob guys, years after the Kennedy assassination, started claiming credit once that they got further away from it. What I do think was interesting is when you get to Bobby, Eisenhower administration, there was a program that began to kill Fidel Castro, which continued under Kennedy. And Bobby and Jack Kennedy very much wanted Castro dead. And Bobby was furious to hear that the mafia had been recruited. And after really pressuring the CIA to get it done, the CIA ended up saying, look, Bobby, you want this guy dead, but you only want us to use the nicest people to do it? Come on. Who did you think we were going to call? The Daughters of the American Revolution? And so the mob was used. Obviously, it wasn't successful. But one of the things, Rich, that I always found interesting is that the very same people who went after the mob benefited from the mob, also went after them. I mean, you had the Kennedys benefited from them, but they really led the charge against the mob. You had Nixon, who benefited from them and with fundraisers earlier in his career, and also in his commutation of Jimmy Hoffa's sentence, which he did because the mob really, well, first of all, he wanted labor support, but he also wanted the mob also wanted Frank Fitzsimmons, Hoffa's successor there. And then what did Nixon do? He went and launched the RICO Act. Reagan's career benefited from Lou Wasserman, his mentor, who was the head of MCA Universal, which was built on the back of mob muscle. And Reagan went after, did the commission trial in New York City, but he didn't go after Lou Wasserman's friends in Los Angeles and Chicago. So it's a very complicated history, but the biggest thing that I conclude is that the mob was a gear in presidential politics going from Roosevelt to Trump in different ways.
Wow, interesting. I want to pull on that thread to see how they fit into Trump when we return. Folks, we're on with Eric Desenhall. He's the author of the book Wise Guys and the White House, Gangsters, Presidents, and the Deals They Made. Very interesting topic. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Lucky Luciano, as well as some of the other stuff out there, like Biden's connections to the mob. I can't wait to hear all about it. So keep it locked right here, folks. We're coming right back with our guest, Eric Desenhall. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
86, sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Well, you, of course, have a track record now. People have heard you, and they know that, in fact, you've got the goods. You have the talent, and you have the ability to do a superb job.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company straight till midnight, 1 a.m. in some parts of the country. And we are continuing our conversation with Eric Dezenhall. This is a fascinating book, Wise Guys and the White House, Gangsters, Presidents, and the Deals They Made. And right prior to the break, our guest made a comment saying that the mob has been involved in presidential politics throughout. And I thought, man, I didn't know the mob was messing around with the Trump people. So I want to hear about that. I also want to hear about how they were connected to Biden and everything in between. Let's bring back our guest, Eric Dezenhall. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks for having me. Let me try to hit those one-on-one, and I promise I'll get to World War II, your World War II Luciano issue in a second. But let me summarize the Trump issue. You know, Donald Trump is the only president who has openly admitted to having dealt with the mob. He's been on Letterman saying it. And one of the things that Donald Trump says that drives people crazy is when he's accused of something, he says, that just makes me smart. Well, he actually may be right, because if you look at how he dealt with the mob, here's what he did. Most buildings, if you think in New York City, you think they're built with steel. Trump didn't use steel in Trump Tower. He used concrete. Steel is a global industry. Concrete is a local industry. At the time, it was controlled by two firms dominated by the mob. He simply used concrete for Trump Tower, and he paid them very well. There is no law against paying someone very well, and he got labor peace. And that was, it was a very simple way to do it. I grew up not far from Atlantic City, and I asked one of my colorful uncles, what's this whole business about Trump and the mob? And he said, well, all he does is he just overpays for real estate as a way to compensate them. So there was one guy, Salvi Testa, whose father was Phil Testa, known as the Chicken Man, you might remember from the Springsteen song. And Salvi Testa had a property worth $195,000, and Trump bought it for $1.1 million. And there you go. That's how they were paid. And that is not provably illegal. And a prosecutor friend of mine said, well, if they could show Trump got something in return, that would be illegal. And I said, it's been 45 years. Nobody's proven anything. And so Trump, yes, he had mob connections, but he also admits them. And how he did it.
I've actually heard him talk about this a lot. And I think what he said, and it's very true, it's very tough to build anything in New York City without having to deal with the mob.
Well, yeah, and he's built it into his brand. I mean, rather than denying it like the other presidents do, he comes out and embraces it and says, "Yeah, I had to deal with them." And it's you know, where do you go with that? I mean, once it's out there, it's out there, and it's built into his stock price. And it was a very innovative way to do it. You know, you had asked me earlier about World War II, and what happened there was really interesting. Roosevelt ran into a problem. The largest cruise ship in the world blew up at Pier 88 in New York a few weeks after Pearl Harbor. Nazi sabotage was suspected. I won't tell you whether it was Nazi sabotage. I'll let your listeners find that in the book. They couldn't get cooperation on the docks. A lot of the dock workers were Italian Americans. Italians had been declared enemy aliens by Roosevelt, and they didn't know what to do. They needed to infiltrate the docks to hunt down Nazi saboteurs. So they went to Meyer Lansky, Lucky Luciano's partner. Luciano was in jail. Lansky was Jewish, tried to enlist in the army. He was rejected because of his age. He was 40, his height. He was 5'4". He was concerned about what was happening to Jews in Eastern Europe. He listened to the pitch, and he said, I'll do it. It's patriotism. He talked to Luciano, and Luciano put down word to allow the Navy to infiltrate the docks. Meanwhile, Lansky was harassing and beating up Nazi sympathizers. And when it came time, in fact, one of my favorite stories was Lansky, President Roosevelt, his top propaganda guy was Walter Winchell, the journalist. And guess who Walter Winchell's neighbor was in New York City in the same building? It was Meyer Lansky. And they ran into each other. Winchell used to give Lansky locations of where the Nazi rallies were being held in New York. And one day Meyer ran into Winchell and said, hey, look, Walter, you gave me a bum steer. We went to this one address, and the Nazis weren't there, and Winchell got scared. Meyer, I'm really sorry. I thought it was the right address. And Meyer said, don't worry, Walter, we found them. but what was interesting is Roosevelt put his top, named his best friend, Vincent Astor, of the Astor family, to be in charge of the New York waterfront intelligence operation. Where were the meetings held between the U.S. Navy and the Mafia? The Hotel Astor. And when it came time for Patton to invade Sicily, they needed help from Mafia figures to figure out where to go, where to invade, where were the best locations, who were the best contacts in Sicily. And Mafia figures with Lansky and Luciano's blessing provided the military with those that type of intelligence that helped in the invasion of Sicily. As for Biden, my favorite Biden mob story is when he was running for Senate in 1972. He wasn't doing very well. And his opponent was about to run ads on the eve of the election about that was really going to hit Biden hard. Well, Biden had the support of the Teamsters, specifically Frank Sheeran, who was the lead figure in the movie The Irishman. And Sheeran and the Teamsters made sure that the newspaper ads that were going to really hurt Biden were never picked up and delivered and distributed.
That sounds like Jersey politics.
Well, yeah, well, it was the same crime family. Where I grew up, it was the Philadelphia Bruno family controlled southern New Jersey and Delaware, and that was the one that did it. And so, you know, you have these different ways that different presidents benefited. In the case of LBJ, after he passed the Civil Rights Act, some civil rights workers went missing and were killed, and they couldn't find out what happened. And the FBI turned a Colombo family figure back in 1964. They flipped him, and they sent down a mobster to torture KKK guys in order to give up the location of the bodies and the location of killers on several cases. And so, you know, this stuff has dribbled out over the years. And what I tried to do in Wise Guys and the White House is put together a compendium of how the mafia had different interactions with presidents and presidential politics.
Fascinating. Now, you come across as somebody who's either a historian, somebody who worked in intelligence, or a journalist. How did you get this penchant for all of this mafia history?
Well, first of all, as I tell in the book, I was a young White House aide. And when my boss, this was under Reagan, when my boss was walking me out to the South Lawn for an event for the first time, it was going to be the first time I would see President Reagan. And she said, you're from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. That's mafia. And I didn't really like it. But, you know, there was a lot of mafia activity at the time. The local boss had just been killed. The Pizza Connection heroin ring was run out of my town by the Gambinos. I mean, the Gambinos by name, actual Gambinos lived in my neighborhood, but I grew up around it. It wasn't unusual to have a neighbor, a family member, a Little League coach who was connected to it. And then when I worked in the White House and I was being told, you know, my boss said to me, well, you know, the mob, they killed Kennedy. They run the country. And I'm thinking, what? They do? The Oval Office is 20 feet away. You're telling me the mob runs the country? Have you ever met these guys? I mean, they think they run the country, but they don't. They were powerful. They had a lot of influence at different times. But just the mythology, the canyon that separates what's true and what's not true is enormous. And a lot of what I set out to do is punch through the mythology. And what I concluded is, were they powerful? Yes. Do they run the country? No. And the people who used, in the end, the people who knew how to use the mafia fared better than the gangsters themselves.
Yes. Yeah, so you're talking about the CIA, right?
Well, I'm talking about politicians. Well, to some degree, but I think it's the politicians and the businessmen. I mean, one of the great myths you hear is that Joe Kennedy was a bootlegger. He wasn't a bootlegger. He knew how to do things legally. And it was the people who knew how to dance on the right side of the law. People like Trump, yeah, he used the mafia, but you can't prove to me that he did it illegally. And so who wins in the end? It's the people who know how to dance along the line, not the people who remain firmly on the wrong side of the law. But, you know, the more time you spend with mobsters, the more you'll hear we run the country and stuff like that. And I believed it once, but I'm no longer a 24-year-old, you know, gaga kid. I'm 62 years old, and I've learned a little bit more about how it works, and that's what I put in the book.
Fascinating stories. Eric Desenhall, let everybody know how they can get a copy of Wise Guys and the White House, Gangsters, Presidents, and the Deals They Made.
Wise Guys and the White House, you can find it on Amazon, on online booksellers, big bookstores. Shouldn't be hard to find. It's been out there and getting a lot of conversation in the law enforcement, politics, and mob world.
Outstanding. Really, really fun talk. I appreciate it, sir. Definitely chat with you again soon. Godspeed.
Thanks so much.
You bet. And amigos, your thoughts, calls, and opinions on this and everything else we're discussing, straight ahead, 833-482-5337.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ.
833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
So, the gentleman's name, he's from New Jersey, he's 20 years old. His name is Yisroel Lieb, and he was in the bathroom for 30 minutes or something like that. Flight attendants asked, where's the guy sitting next to you? The guy said, I don't know. He went to the bathroom, never came back. The flight attendant said, hey, you okay? And he said, I'm experiencing constipation, and I'll be out shortly. But 10 minutes after that, the pilot demanded that he leave immediately, eventually yanking him out. Enraged, the pilot broke down the door and yanked Mr. Lieb out while his pants were still down, exposing his genitalia to the passengers. Ay, bendito. As Lieb pulled up his pants, the pilot said he would get him and his seatmate arrested, allegedly saying this is how, quote-unquote, Jews act, according to his lawsuit. After landing, the person he was flying with, Mr. Sabag, and Mr. Lieb were arrested by 5 U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents who boarded the plane and brought them to a detention facility inside the terminal. The agents cuffed them, yelled at them, causing them pain. And that's the story there. And now there's a lawsuit going on. So I'm curious to know. What are your thoughts on this, America? 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let us go to Jim. He's in Naperville, Illinois, WLS. Go right ahead.
I'll tell you what, man. Listen, I just started a diet. It's a keto diet.
Oh, I did that for 4 years.
And I'll tell you what. The dehydration will cause that, okay? And I had, that's what you're going to be faced with is constipation like that, okay? And, you know, especially at the very beginning of it, that you don't understand that, you know, what the cause is, you know, with the diet. But this guy, he could just be dehydrated and he's got that problem. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell? You know?
Listen, I get it. I did the keto diet too, and I can tell you, the only caveat for me was my doctor put me on it and it was like a one sheeter. You got to get one pager that had all this advice on it, and he said, you know, you could eat anything that once had eyes, anything that's green. You can't eat these four things, bread, rice, pasta, and potatoes, and you have to drink a minimum of a gallon of water a day. And I guess that's how I fought the dehydration, because I had to drink a lot of water. And I didn't drink any juice, I didn't drink any milk, I didn't drink anything else other than water. And I did that for like 3 months, and then I drank, a little bit of diet soda every now and again. And 4 years, I was pretty much on that diet. And, then something happened to me, Jim, interestingly. My potassium level went really low, and that was because apparently when you do that type of dieting, your sodium gets messed up, and when your sodium gets messed up, apparently your potassium goes haywire. So I was then instructed to at least once a week to consume broth of some sort that would have about 1,000 milligrams of sodium in it, and that would prevent that from happening. And guess what? It did. Never happened to me again where I felt like, you know, weird with the potassium. But anyway, yeah, long story short, I guess that could happen to anybody. And this poor guy got yanked out of the bathroom. I've never seen something like that happen, and I hope I never do. Jim in Naperville, thanks for your call, my brother. I really appreciate it. Shout out to WLS in the building. Let me see. Who else do we got here? Let us go to, hold on, right here. Doc, Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL, the great WDEL. Doc, how are you? Been a while.
It's been a while. Thanks, my brother. I really appreciate listening to you. We got a problem here in the great city of Smell-O-Ware. The local station is cutting off the first hour of your show at 9 o'clock, so I've got to go to another station to listen to you. And we've got a local group here that may have, we may have a Facebook group that's going to petition WDEL to keep you on and keep you on all your whole show instead of this guy Dave Ramsey, which is a pre-recorded finance show, which, to be blunt, I could care less about. All right, when it's a choice of you or Dave Ramsey, my brother, it's you all the way live.
Oh well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I think I'm sure they have a great show. I'm looking forward to any support that I can get to be carried live in every market that we're in. I love that. I love the support, Doc. I do appreciate it, and I love being on WDEL. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys. So thank you for your support. What's going on with immigration, with Trump, and everything else?
Well, I'm with him all the way live, but I'm against him on immigration. Here's why. I'm going to tell you a little story. It'll take me about 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. I'm a second-generation American. I'm two generations off the boat. My grandmother, I'm Ukrainian and Jewish and Polish. You know that stuff. You know my background. I'm an East European mutt. I'm a mixture. I shot some Jew, Ukrainian, Polish on mom's side, on death, Tatar, Tartar, and Viking, Ukrainian. Okay? Having said that, Busha, Babcha, my grandmother on my mom's side, was born in Fort City, Pennsylvania, United States of America, all right? Native-born American citizen. When she married Granddad, Jijo in Ukrainian, she lost her citizenship under the Hardy or Coolidge administration. The Republicans took away her citizenship, and she didn't get it back until Roosevelt restored her citizenship. Now, that's wrong. Didn't happen to her. Just she wasn't alone. Eastern Europeans were targeted. Southern Europeans were targeted. Europe people, Latino Americans were targeted. Asian Americans were targeted. Irish Americans were targeted. They targeted people to deny them their citizenship if they married a foreign-born person. That's wrong. As far as immigration goes, I'm with President Trump all the way alive. But let's get rid of the criminals, Rich, not the ones that want to come here for a better life.
Oh, I hear you, brother. And I think that's the move, right? I think that's what we're seeing. And now the judges are asking him to bring the criminals back. demanding that they return the criminals that they deported to El Salvador, of all places. Doc, what an interesting story. I don't know where to start with that, but I got to take a break right here. Doc in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL. Shout out to all of you guys. I'm coming right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Good morning, big freaks. Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Emergencies strike at any time without warning. When they do, food disappears fast. That's why prepared Americans trust My Patriot Supply, the leader in long-term emergency food storage, to protect their families. For a limited time, order their best-selling 4-week emergency food supply and get 4 free 72-hour food kits. That's 12 extra days of food at no extra cost. That's nearly 2 weeks of extra food, free, to keep your family secure. Plus, free shipping. Order by 3 p.m. for same-day shipping. All kits deliver 2,000 calories per day of easy-to-prepare meals with a shelf life up to 25 years. These kits that have been rated 4.8 out of 5 stars by tens of thousands of folks like you. When the next crisis hits, you'll be ready. Stock up now at MyPatriotSupply.com before this deal disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and 4 free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Getting to a couple of more of your calls. Open phones across America. Speed round. And, of course, we're coming back with another hour after this. Let us continue. Where do I want to go? I want to go to John. John's calling us from Horseshoe Bend, Arkansas. K-S-A-R. Go right ahead.
Hey, Rich, I think we should bring the gang members back. Give them to me. I'll go to that judge's house. And say, okay, here's your guys. You take care of them. Take a .45, shoot each of them in the head, and let them bury.
Well, that sounds a little crazy, but I get the point of saying, hey, you deal with them, Judge. And it seems like they're not thinking things through. John in Horseshoe Bend, we never endorse violence, but I get the picture. Thank you for the call, brother. KSAR. And let's see, what else do we got here? Well, we got the music, so that means I'm coming back to Daytona Beach, Montreal, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Ashburn, Virginia, Boise, Idaho, Charleston, South Carolina. More lines are blinking. We're getting to all your calls. Keep it locked right here. I'm Rich Valdez.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A strong earthquake off Panama's Pacific coast has shaken the central part of the country, but it has gone largely unnoticed in the capital. Today's quake had a 6.2 magnitude. No immediate reports of injuries or damage. President Trump is being met with some pushback for considering a proposal in the United States giving up its command of NATO. Bob Agnew has more.
The Pentagon is considering several scenarios, including one in which the U.S. surrenders its role as NATO's supreme allied commander in Europe. The news drew a quick response from the House and Senate Armed Services Committees. In a joint statement, Senator Roger Wicker and Representative Mike Rogers said any such change must first be approved by Congress. They also warned against any moves that, in their words, would risk undermining American deterrence around the globe. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Israel's cabinet has approved the firing of its security chief for failing to anticipate Hamas attack on October 7th, 2 years ago. BBC correspondent Charles Haviland has more.
This sacking will infuriate demonstrators who've been out in their thousands for 3 days to protest about the Prime Minister's plan to dismiss the Shin Bet chief and, they say, to defend democracy. Ronen Bar had acknowledged bearing some responsibility for not preventing the Hamas attack, but he accused the government of having allowed the militant group to undergo a massive military build-up. Shin Bet is also probing claims that, in Mr. Barr's words, Qatar has been involved in Israel's highest decision-making processes. The Prime Minister rejects these allegations.
Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion within the United States over the next 4 years, including four new manufacturing plants. A number of companies have highlighted investments in the U.S. in recent months, a focus of Trump administration. You'll find more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Health care is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your health care with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness. Bible.
Wall Street closed higher in yesterday's trading, snapping a 4-week losing streak, but still it was another wild week of trading. Correspondent Seth Sutel has more from New York.
Stocks shook off a weak start and ended slightly higher on Wall Street. That was enough to break a four-week losing streak. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Friday. The benchmark index had been down for most of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 32 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. Stocks have been losing ground for weeks over uncertainty about the economy. President Donald Trump's trade war is threatening to worsen inflation and dampen demand from households and businesses. Nike fell sharply. Concerns about tariffs helped weigh down the company's forecasts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
You'll find breaking news, more headlines, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. There are some differing thoughts on sports betting. John Scott has more.
Most U.S. adults think betting on professional sports should be legal, but they don't feel the same way about college sports. According to a new AP NORC survey, about 6 in 10 Americans think betting on professional sports should be legal in their state, the poll found, but only about 4 in 10 adults said the same thing about legalized wagering on college sports. After years of opposition, professional sports leagues and teams have embraced legalized wagering. Despite these shifts, Americans aren't more open to sports betting than they were a few years ago. John Scott reporting.
The Department of Homeland Security says it will revoke legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, setting them up for potential deportation in about a month. The order applies to just over 500,000 people from the four countries who came to the United States since October 2022. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. And again, we talked about the lawsuit that the Republicans filed against the state of New York. City of New York for allowing non-citizens to vote. That's crazy. Anyway, hi there, good evening, and welcome back, America. Rich Valdez with you, working the late shift. And let me give you the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Happy to be here with you this Friday night. It's 7 minutes after 11. Here's the phone number, 833-4-VALDEZ. Now, I want to get into things. Like I said, we talked about this lawsuit. We're going to reflect on this conversation with Chairman Michael Whatley. There's also the astronauts that have gotten stranded and were delivered home thanks to Elon Musk. And now a question was raised over overtime pay because they'd been up there for 200 and some odd days and they didn't get any extra compensation for getting stranded up there. Listen to this.
The two astronauts that you just helped save from space, they didn't get any overtime pay for all that extra time. They got $5 a day per diem. For 286 days, that is $1,430 in extra pay. Is there anything the administration can do to get them, to make them whole?
Well, nobody's ever mentioned this to me. If I have to, I'll pay it out of my own pocket, okay? I'll get it for them. I'll take care of that. I like that. I think that's I'll pay it right out of my... Is that all? That's not a lot. So what they had to go through. And I want to thank Elon Musk, by the way, because think if we don't have him. You know, there's only so long, even though they're in the capsule up there, that the body starts to deteriorate after 9 or 10 months. And gets really bad after 14, 15 months with the bones and the blood and all of the things that you've been reporting on very well. And if we don't have Elon, they could be up there a long time. Who else is going to get him? And I just want to thank him.
El Trumpito offering to pay the overtime pay to the astronauts from his pocket. Fascinating, right? I mean, you just don't hear stuff like that too often. So kudos to El Trumpito for doing that. And lots more, right? We talked about this lawsuit. We talked about the astronauts. We talked about the government gangsters a little while ago. The fact that the, not this White House, but previous White House administrations have colluded with the mafia. Very good. If you missed that conversation, check it out, richvaldez.com. It was a really good talk. And we're going to get to a lot more. We're going to talk about what's going on in New York this hour, the rest of the crazy that's going on in New York. And there's just a lot, right? There's a lot. I mean, congestion pricing. I was, I believed that I was scheduled to be on the Rita Cosby show tomorrow in Newsmax TV at their studios in New York City. And then I got a confirmation saying that it was to appear via, you know, remote. And I thought, oh, cool. Why cool? Well, I love going to Newsmax studios. I love it, you know. I love nothing more. I get to go there. They're very nice to me. Beautiful people. The lighting is great. And it's great. But it's like $29. I think it's a little less on a Saturday. But congestion pricing, right? It used to be $16 to go through the Lincoln Tunnel. But it gets worse. Now that they have congestion pricing, it's nearly double. And it's crazy. Just imagine that. You're just paying that to be able to drive into Manhattan. Now, I will submit to you, this congestion pricing thing works. They wanted to keep cars off the road. They're keeping them off the road. You go into the city and it seems like nobody is on these roads. It really is just, it's just crazy to me to see New York so barren, if you will. There's just really not a lot going on. But they want to push you to drive, to ride the buses. They want to push you to do what they want you to do. So, all right. That's what's that. We'll talk about that with one of my favorite New Yorkers in a little bit. Curtis Lee was scheduled to join us in a little bit. But really is a fascinating thing. Now, we have kicked off open phones across America a little earlier than usual because we had so many people. And I want to go to Patrick calling us from Ashburn, Virginia, WMAL. Patrick, go right ahead.
Hey, Rich, how you doing tonight?
Wonderful, thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to, I'm thankful for everything that's going on right now. It's pretty crazy times, but it flipped so fast. It really
what are you talking about in particular?
I'm just talking about the presidency and everything that's being passed and hopefully the peace that's also happening with the wars overseas.
Yeah, well, we had a little bit of a ceasefire, but it seems like that has been ratcheted up back into a conflict in the Middle East. And Putin gets off the phone with Trump and he starts bombing stuff in Ukraine again. So we're not there yet, but I agree with you. There's a hope for peace that's down the road, and I hope we get there sooner rather than later.
We'll be fine. It will be settled. give him time. I mean, he's only been in there, you know, 2.5 months or 3 months.
No, no, two months and 1 day.
He just got all of his people on board. Now we're gelling. Give it time. My fear is, my odd prediction is, I mean, next year, I mean, when we were moving on back in 2016 to 2018, before the pandemic came out, I fear something else might come out again. I mean,
another pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, hey, it worked. It stopped everyone in their tracks.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of things are very effective the first time around. I don't know that they have the same effect the second time around. For example, if somebody comes on television today and says, listen, I need 15 days to flatten the curve, 15 days, I think most people, not like a few, I think most people are going to say, go F yourself. Not doing it. I really do believe that's the majority of people. I don't live in a bubble. And I meet people from all over, people that love to argue and debate with me, and they're all like, I'm not doing that again. I don't believe there's enough government power out there, unless they get really, really, you know, radical. You know, you're talking about, you know, cops kicking down your, like Australia. That, yeah. But outside of that, I think they blew their load already with this one. I don't think they're going to have a chance to try and subjugate people like that again. They can try, and I think they've tried. They've tried to test the waters. There was monkeypox and all sorts of other ones that followed it where they said, oh, this COVID part two, you know, the 2.0, this new COVID that came back. There was, it's more, people have gotten sick. They've gotten better. I think the worst of it's behind us with that. There might be something else. You know, they might try aliens. They might try, who knows what they'll try. But I think people writ large are just like, you know what? I'm not staying home again. I'm not walking away from life to accommodate this problem. I think they had one shot at that, and that was it. My thoughts. I could be wrong. Let's see. Patrick in Ashburn, Virginia. Thanks for the call. WMAL. I appreciate the call. Hope you call back again soon. Let me see. Continue. I want to continue here. I want to go to Lester, Daytona Beach, Florida. WNDB. Lester, go for it.
Thank you. I just want to say that I'm a registered voter. I voted for Donald Trump, and I'm grateful that I did. And the man knows what he's doing. And if he wants to impeach the judges,
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo April 5th and 6th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, the climbing wall. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Over $10,000 in guaranteed giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 5th and 6th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Crown Motors, Upstate Hearing, Garage Force, Interstate Batteries, and California Customs.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org. On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do. And do.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
This extension coming down on social media from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Duffy took to X and essentially let Governor Hochul know the feds are putting New York on notice. He called high tolls a disrespect to hardworking Americans. He also said New York will be given a 30-day extension as talks continue, adding noncompliance will not be taken lightly. Now, Governor Hochul responded also on X. Governor Hochul said the cameras are staying on. Congestion pricing has been highly controversial. Now that the tolls are in place, the pushback from the federal government is getting a lot of reaction. A deadline that was initially in place with the feds telling New York to end the toll program, now we know that deadline is pushed back. But of course, the back and forth, we expect it to continue. This is clearly far from over.
Of course, this report coming from Stephanie Bertini, Fox 5 New York, is about the Trump administration and their proposition to the Hochul administration saying, hold on these federal roads and whatnot, you can't do this congestion pricing. It's harmful to the businesses. And I just finished telling you that whenever I go into the city to do in studio with Newsmax TV, I could tell you there's a ton less cars on the road. There's a ton less cars on the road. That means a ton less people stopping at local eateries, local coffee carts, and all of the above. So I want to get the take of somebody who knows the streets. Since I've known him, in the years I've known him, I've never seen this person own a car. He always rides the subways, and he's been doing it since I was a little kid. Curtis Lee was founder of the Guardian Angels. He's a talk radio legend in New York City, and he's our guest right now. Curtis Lee, candidate for mayor of New York City, welcome.
As I put my hands across America to the liberty-loving Latino, Rich Valdez, once again, it's prime time. And boy, can you imagine congestion pricing, the first in the nation, and if it somehow survives in New York City, it's coming to a city near you.
Yeah. Now, Curtis, what is it? It's like $30, right? $29 to come from Jersey to the city during peak hours? You know,
yeah,
how much
because remember, yeah. you have other tolls, other taxes, other hidden mm-hmm. fees. So you better take a reverse mortgage every time you plan on just coming to New York City. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. So what are you hearing when you're out there? I know you're out there every day pressing the flesh, talking to people, giving people your vision for the city of New York as you run for mayor. What's the reaction you're getting to this?
Well, you see, because there are two points of view. I'm of the belief that you should put it as an initiative and referendum. We have something that's called charter revision in the city. And the mayor now, Eric Adams, could easily do that for the next election cycle, which will be the mayoral election. That'll help draw out a lot of people on both sides of the issue. You could have town hall meetings, really good debates, really good discussions. I think we should do the same thing with Sanctuary City. Leave it up to a vote of the people. I trust the people. I don't trust the politicians, Rich.
Yeah, neither do I. And I think that if you ask people, do you want New York City to be a sanctuary city, I think maybe 6-7 years ago they would have said, sure, we got to help everybody. I think today they'd say, send them all back. Somebody called Trump, get me a flight to El Salvador and forget that judge. Because people are tired of it, and people, I think, are definitely tired of the congestion pricing. Those who, you know, are paying for it, like I am every time I go into the city, I try not to go anymore. And I think that's ultimately what happens here, is that it's going to hurt business. What do you think?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we would get a massive influx of people from the surrounding tri-state area who would want to drive their vehicles in. Now it's prohibitive, the cost. So that means people are not going to shows, they're not going to restaurants, they're not coming to shop. You're losing a certain amount of revenue the city could be making, and from that revenue there would be a tax. To be completely honest with you about congestion pricing, it's simply there to offset $800 million that is lost each and every year on fare evasion. That means people are not paying their fare. So, for example, on the city bus system, 50% of the people choose not to pay. Another 30% of the people choose not to pay the subway fare. And then you have Long Island Railroad and you have Metro North, and they lose about $100 million through fare evasion there for a total of $800 million. Now, under the best set of circumstances, if congestion pricing existed a year, they said it would probably generate about $800 million in revenue. That's simply the amount of money to offset all the money you lost through fare evasion. So it's a bait and switch any way you look at it, Rich.
Unbelievable. Folks, we're on with Curtis Sliwa. Curtis is legend in the talk radio business in New York City, a mentor of mine, and he is running for mayor. He's leaving it all behind, right? He's not on the air right now. He's focused full-time on running for office. I want to hear a little bit about what that campaign is looking like, what type of reaction you're getting when you're seeing people all over the city, as well as, you know, all the important stuff that's going on. And we're going to do that straight ahead with Curtis Sliwa. And amigos, if you want to chime in, we got open phones across America. We're getting to your calls momentarily. After that, the number 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Give me a call, open phones across America, and we're coming right back with our guest, candidate for the mayor of City of New York, Curtis Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Financial Group.
Love your show, everything you do. So what an honor, really, to join you and your listeners tonight.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
It's been a long journey. We're still on that journey.
And the more people who get a chance to see the benefits, just walk around and talk to people, ask if their lives are more enriched, whether they have more time with their families if they're a commuter, whether or not they're finally realizing that we have the world-class public transit system, but we need to keep it world-class by raising the revenues to invest in it as well. That is essential.
That is New York Governor Kathy Hochul celebrating a victory lap for raising taxes. And I want to get some perspective from Curtis Sliwa. He is the Republican candidate for mayor of the city of New York, presumably running against Andrew Cuomo. Rumor has it that the current mayor, Mayor Adams, may be running as an independent. I think this is a real way in for Curtis Sliwa. Curtis Sliwa, welcome back. Talk to us. What's going on here? How are you going to win this race?
Well, it seems like there'll be four in the general after a very bloody Democratic primary. So assuming Andrew Cuomo wins the Democratic primary, I have no challenges. I'm the Republican designated candidate for mayor. But I believe Eric Adams will run as an independent. And then you have the Democratic Socialists of America, Zohran the Magnificent. He'll run on the Working Families Party line. And remember, last time I got 30% of the vote. So if I just hold the 30% of the vote I got last time, Rich, there's a very good chance that right after the election, you'll be telling your audience you have the mayor of the city of New York on, Curtis Sliwa.
Woo! I can't wait. I can't wait. Listen, you know, I was there with you on the front lines last time, pushing for your election and pressing the flesh, and I'm happy to do it again because I think you're exactly what New York needs. Let's talk about why, though. I want you to tell us a little bit about, you know, why did you walk away a second time now from a very, very successful and lucrative talk radio career in the number one market in the country after, I don't know, four decades on the air to say, I'm going to run for mayor?
If you remember the first time I ran, Rich, I warned everybody about Eric Adams. He wasn't ready for prime time. He was the swagger man with no plan. Unfortunately, I was proven to be correct. Now I'm running to prevent Andrew Cuomo from having an opportunity to destroy the city as he did the state when he fled fearing impeachment 3 years ago after being responsible for 15,000 of the elderly who were transferred at the height of the crackdown and pandemic in March of 2020, transferring them out of long-term nursing care in a hospital to immediately long-term nursing care in a senior citizen home, which was devastating to the clients. It spread like wildfire. And as a result of that executive order of Andrew Cuomo on March 25th of 2020, 15,000 people died, most of them unnecessarily. We can't allow a guy who's made those kind of mistakes and who recently just doubled down on the bill that he passed and promoted, no cash bail. He was asked, would you do anything differently? He said, no. No cash bail works. No cash bail should be the law of the state, which it is, which has provided an opportunity for criminals to get caught, captured, and released for a whole wide variety of crimes that normally they would have been locked up for.
Folks, we're on with Curtis Sliwa. He is the Republican candidate running for mayor in the city of New York, potentially facing off against Andrew Cuomo and maybe even elite Eric Adams as well, running as an independent. This is going to be an interesting election cycle. And isn't one of your former colleagues from the radio also potentially running for mayor as well?
A former colleague? Gee, let's see, who would that be? Who did you have in mind, Rich Valdez? What were you running?
I was thinking of a whiner, of a whiner wiener.
Oh, but he's not running for mayor. So
good.
Former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who, as you know, got an opportunity to be a talk show host, even though his personal life leaves a lot to be desired, he's actually running in a city council race in the Lower East Side, which is filled with socialists, bohemians, and a lot of Democrats. and he will have to go through ranked choice voting, which is a mechanism that was created years ago by Democrats in San Francisco and Minneapolis to give the Democrats a better opportunity to win elective office. It's like filling out your bingo card. So there are six candidates in the Lower East Side, all Democrats, and there is a chance that through ranked choice voting, former Congressman Anthony Weiner, formerly broadcaster on WABC, might get elected as the next council person representing the Lower East Side in Manhattan.
Very interesting stuff. Now, Curtis Lewa, I want to get into some of the issues here because I feel like I look at these things, the issues, and some of them are very specific to New York City. Of course, you're running for mayor of a big city. But some of them have very national implications that I can't imagine why people would decide to vote for a guy like Eric Adams who had every opportunity to try and make a difference, and he didn't. He made the problem worse until Biden was gone. Then he was getting in trouble. Then he tries to cozy up to Trump. Trump having a soft spot for lawfare, as he should, says, you know what, they were coming after you for the wrong thing. So he gets a Hail Mary there. And, you know, he's all but donning a MAGA hat, you know, trying to ingratiate himself with Republicans. But I don't think Republicans are going to bat an eye at this guy. Why is he staying in the race if Cuomo's going to eat his lunch?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt at all. So I think when you look at the playing field and you look at the issues, it's law and order. It's public safety. It's quality of life. Andrew Cuomo has ceded that. He has been responsible for the criminal destruction of New York City, not only in the catch and release that he authorized, but they have something called discovery, Rich Valdez, which a prosecutor has to turn over items of prosecution within 30 days. They can't turn them over quick enough. So many of these cases are getting dismissed because they can't provide the information that Cuomo's law requires. So any way you look at it, Cuomo has been the reason that so many criminals have been cut loose to commit crime over and over and over as recidivists. He is not in a position to change that. In fact, what he recently did is double down on that. He truly believes in no cash bail, and he truly believes in discovery, forcing prosecutors to turn over information to the accused within 20 to 30 days, which in many cases is physically just impossible, and then leads to the case against them being dismissed. They get cut loose. They're out in the streets to commit their crimes over and over and over.
Horrible. Curtis Lewa, I wish you nothing but Godspeed there. And I miss you on the radio. I'm sure a lot of New Yorkers miss you on the radio because, you know, you're just one of the few broadcasters left, I would say, from that old school generation where you could do policy with the best of them because you're always so well-read and, you know, ready to go on those issues. But you could also chop it up with the best of the jokesters and the best of the trolls. And you were just always ready for everything in a very Bob Grant kind of way. And it sucks that you're not on the air.
Well, I'll tell you, if the people out there will help me get elected, and they can do that by going at Curtis, excuse me, SliwaForNYC.com. That's SLIWA, SliwaForNYC.com. There's nothing that then prevents me, as the mayor of the city of New York, getting on the radio and doing what Curtis Sliwa has done for 35 years, which is not only provide news and information and commentary, but lots of theater of the mind and lots of entertainment, too. I would probably be the first mayor ever to get a lot of my messages out on radio. We see that President Trump does it on his social networking. I would be going back to old school, breaking a lot of news on the radio.
Very cool. The only person I know that's ever done that is your Gumbadi Cheech, former mayor of New York City. Rudy Giuliani used to come in once a week.
Absolutely. He used to be Ask the Mayor, except I would probably do an hour a day, give the press the opportunity to cross-examine you at that point, but also give callers an opportunity to ask you about things that are of a vital nature to them that they'll never get an answer to trying to get through the bureaucracy. You know, call, and it's your turn to be heard with the mayor of the city of New York. I think a lot of people would really like that kind of a radio program.
Oh, I love it. I'm willing to host it for you so that, you know, to set you up, because that sounds like a lot of fun. Curtis Lewa, give everybody the website again so they can write you the biggest check they can write you.
Sliwa, that's S-L-I-W-A, for NYC.com. And we could use that financial help, because if the election were tomorrow in a four-way race, as I had indicated earlier, because I got 30% the first time, I would be the next mayor of the city of New York.
Outstanding. Curtis Sliwa, everybody. It's Sliwa for New York. Did I get it right?
Sliwa for NYC.
Sliwa for NYC.com. Sliwa for NYC.com. Check out the campaign. Donate if you can. Curtis Sliwa, Godspeed to you. We're going to do it again real soon. And I look forward to seeing you, hopefully even sooner.
Love putting my hands across America with the liberty-loving Latino Rich Valdez.
My man, Godspeed. And amigos, your calls and more coming up right now. Open phones across America. Keep it locked right here. I'm Rich Valdez.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Disappears. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com for your 4-week emergency food supply and 4 free extra food kits. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
We cannot continue to be on the defense reacting to this. We've got to go on the offense. We got to meet people where they are. But I also think this, and this is where, this is part of the conversation I'm trying to have, is you got to respect people you disagree with, even, and you can't just dismiss people.
This How notion do you fight of, it?
It's, and well, this notion
I think
of
I
tax.
Can kick most of their ass. I do think they want to do. I know I can outrun them, but I don't know if we're going to fall into that place where we want to. Okay, we challenge you to a WWE fight here type of thing.
That is Tim Walz, former vice presidential candidate, current governor of Minnesota, saying, "I think I could kick the ass of most Trump supporters if we were going to make a WWE type of thing." And he took a lot of heat for that on social media, with people saying that's because WWE is wrestling entertainment, and that's the only way he would win a fight like that. Well, that got the attention of WWE legend Kane, who has been a mayor in Tennessee for quite a long time now. And Kane is 7 feet tall. I don't know if you remember that, but he is 300-pound dude, very big guy. And his real name, Glenn Jacobs, he's the mayor of Knox County in Tennessee. And he issued a challenge to Tiananmen Tim Walz, saying, "All joking aside," at Governor Tim Walz, put it on Twitter, so it's in writing, "Let's put our money where our mouth is. In a charity wrestling match, we'll split the gate 50-50 between our chosen organizations. I'll kick things off myself with a $10,000 donation. What do you say?" I have not heard Governor Walz accept this as of yet. And I would love to see 7-foot Mayor Kane over here lay the smackdown. That would be fantastic. Now, Walz, he likes to talk slick on podcasts with Gavin Newsom, but in reality, not a whole lot is going on. So I'll keep you updated on that. Others that are tough here. Let me see. There was something else I want to talk about. Oh, yes. George Foreman, the beloved boxer, heavyweight champion George Foreman, has died at the age of 76 years old. My condolences to the Foreman family. God rest his soul. And speaking of fighting, President Trump continues fighting, revoking the security clearances for Joe Biden, Joe Biden's entire family, Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Liz Cheney, and others. Good for you, El Trumpito. Good for you. Let's get some reaction from you guys. Let's see. Paul, Globe, Arizona, KRVN. Go right ahead.
Hey, good to talk to you. I have an important question about the Ukrainian war. I have heard there are enormous kickbacks coming back to prominent politicians like rhinos for continuing this war, which is slaughtering thousands of Ukrainian and Russian young people. And if there is any truth to this, what a story it would be to break that some of our politicians are callously promoting a no-win war against Russia to fatten their bank accounts. And I'm wondering if you have heard if there's any truth to these allegations of millions of dollars being poured back into the coffers of, was it Lindsey Graham? Is that his name? The rhino?
Well, I'd say Lindsey Graham is probably the least of them. While he is a war hawk, he was the first one calling for an end to this war, and criticizing Zelensky, so I think that would go against his best interest if that were true for him. But I will say, Paul, that what you're describing describes, I would say, probably every major conflict that I've ever seen in my lifetime, from the late 70s till now. That's always been the case. It's been the policy of the deep state, or, you know, some our foreign adversaries would say the United States. Our position has always been to start some sort of wars, because Raytheon and Northrop Grumman and Halliburton and the rest of the military-industrial complex make a lot of money, and they in turn go ahead and donate lots of money to congressional and Senate campaigns and gaining support for what they do there and making sure that you got a Secretary of Defense that wants to increase military budgets and always continue to spend more and have more wars and do more and keep feeding the war machine. And I oftentimes say this so that nobody ever gets me wrong. I'm not opposed to this, honestly. I think that let me rephrase, right? That's going to get taken out of context. I am not opposed to the United States being a military power and not being afraid to use its military might. I don't think we should go and start wars willy-nilly for no reason, which I think a lot of people in the CIA have alleged for a long time, or people have alleged the CIA has done that for a long time. So this is why I'm very excited about Trump and his brand of foreign policy. But I think forever and a day, politicians have been getting kickbacks from dirty wars. It's nothing new. It's not something we can prove. So good luck, you know, blowing the doors off of that and having a big story. But it's clearly the unwritten rule of how Washington works. And this is why Trump is in office today, because he stands against it. Paul in Globe, Arizona, thank you for the call. KRVN, coming right back. Your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
What's up, America? What's up, America? It's Rich Valdez, and it's so important to prepare ahead of time for a power loss with a radio that works without electricity. C-Crane's CC Radio Solar Bluetooth is built for surprise power outages and unforeseen emergencies. You'll always be informed of the latest conditions with the NOAA weather band. And with its superior AM/FM reception and voice-focused audio, you never have to miss a word of my show. If there's a problem with the power grid, you're covered with the CC Radio Solar. It works on batteries, solar, hand crank, or optional AC power. It has a built-in LED flashlight and doubles as a Bluetooth speaker for your favorite music and podcasts. To order the CC Radio Solar, call C. Crane at 800-522-8863 or visit C. Crane online at ccrane.com/rich. That's ccrane.com/RICH and use code RICH at checkout for 10% off orders over $75.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning online learning program.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by education experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 10,000 learning activities and more than 850 lessons, it's an engaging and comprehensive curriculum. More info at abcmouse.com/radio.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
3 more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, right, amigos, to the phones we go. Steve, Atlanta, Georgia, make it count.
Hey, I heard Sliwa, and I'm impressed by that man.
Me too, Steve. He is terrific. He's going to make a great mayor in the city of New York. Thank you for your call, brother. Hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. And God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration wins a standoff with an Ivy League university.
Columbia University agreed Friday to put its Middle East Studies department under new supervision and overhaul its rules for protest and student discipline. The school, acquiescing to an ultimatum by the Trump administration to implement those and other changes or risk losing billions of dollars in federal funding.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says as part of the sweeping reforms, the university will also adopt a new definition of anti-Semitism and expand, quote, intellectual diversity by staffing up its Institute for Israel and Jewish Studies. The Speaker of the House says it's a new day in America politically, thanks to President Donald Trump. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson indicates that the feedback he's getting as he honeycombs the nation.
Yeah, all over the country, everywhere we go, Tony, there's euphoria. I mean, people are excited, and I mean, from your average voter to moms and dads who are now feeling freedom again. You've got business owners at every level, large and small, making decisions to expand business, and they know that help is on the way and it's already begun, and they feel good about it. There's a real sense of excitement, patriotism, and it's a fun thing to go out and talk about and share on the campaign trail.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. this morning on the Salem News Channel. Also at townhall.com, the Department of Homeland Security says it will revoke legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, setting them up for potential deportation in about a month. The order applies to just over 500,000 people from the four countries who came to the country since October 2022. Secretary Kristi Noem says they will lose their legal status on April 24th. You'll find more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
California faces a $6.2 billion budget gap in the state's Medicaid services.
That shortfall could force Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Democratic lawmakers to roll back coverage for some of the 15 million people relying on the safety net program. The budget hole is a result of the state expanding coverage to all low-income residents, regardless of immigration status, rising pharmacy costs, and a larger-than-expected aging population. The state will borrow money from the general fund to cover the gap. Newsom and lawmakers pledged to protect immigrant benefits but acknowledge tough choices ahead. John Scott reporting.
President Trump says war plans should not be shared with his advisor Elon Musk because of his business interests. The president made the comments yesterday during an Oval Office meeting on developing a new fighter jet, rejecting reports Musk would be briefed on how the U.S. would fight a hypothetical war with China. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. Tuberculosis rates in America continue to climb. Jason Walker has more.
The CDC says more than 10,000 cases reported last year, an 8% increase from 2023 and the highest since 2011. Both the number of cases and the rate of infections rose. Rates were up among all age groups, and 34 states reported an increase. CDC says the rise due mainly to international travel and migration. Jason Walker reporting.
Measles cases in West Texas are still rising 2 months after the outbreak began. Health officials say they expect the outbreak to last for several more months, and the case number is likely an undercount. More people have received a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination this year in Texas and New Mexico compared to last year, though officials would like it to be higher. More on these stories, plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the
Red Bluff Roundup.
Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
A cancer diagnosis is overwhelming, but at Valor Oncology, you're never alone. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm proud to be a part of this community right here in Reading. As a breast oncology surgeon, I bring the expertise you need combined with deep commitment to the people I care about, my neighbors, my friends, and my community. You won't see a revolving door of different doctors. At Valor Oncology, you'll see the same trusted care team at every visit, people who truly know your history and who will walk with you on your journey. We have cutting-edge technology that rivals top universities, and we're here to provide world-class treatment right here at home. Because at Valor Oncology, you're not just a patient, you're part of our family. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org today to learn more.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, Give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them? A number of them yesterday at the White House. When he signed the executive order, and he's calling on his secretary of the Department of Education, Linda McMahon, to put herself out of work, to put herself out of a job as the secretary of the Department of Education. Hey, you know, it'd be great if you could make sure that by the time you walked away from Washington, there was no need for a secretary of the Department of Education. And we will get into that because President Trump did speak, I think, quite eloquently on the subject yesterday, and I will share that with you. There is a great deal to say about all of that, and it's fun. And President Trump, he picks the fights that ought to be picked. So many of these fights that ought to be picked with the judges, the Obama appointees largely, these federal judges that are so hell-bent on stopping President Trump and abusing their meager power. Because that's what the left does. The left is here. Make no mistake. So we've got that going. And a lot to get to there. I love some of the stuff President Trump laying out what has happened to education since the creation of the federal government's Department of Education. And, you may recall the teachers unions, you know, the teachers unions are the big beneficiaries of all this because everything is crooked in the city of Washington, D.C. And the big winners are the unions, and they run their unions like they're gangster empires. But you may recall a president of one of the teachers' unions a few years ago was asked about representing the interests of the children, the students, you know. And he said, well, I'll represent the students when they start paying union dues. Is it just declaring I'm not here to represent the students? I'm here to represent the people that fill our coffers with money so we can corruptly buy politicians, overwhelmingly Democrat politicians. And I will share that with you because that's something that the news media has just erased from memory. They have no, I like to point this out, they don't follow the news, they don't know what's in the news. They don't know what was in the news last week. I'm talking about members of the news media, million-dollar anchor men and women, and they got some in-between, too, don't they? Remarkable stuff. But we'll get into that. Yesterday, the headline was NBC fake news, Trump set to sign executive order shuttering the Department of Education. And they're very upset about it. They have no idea. Again, no idea. But President Trump, he pointed a few things out. Now, I'll explain. Also, headline yesterday, Trump scolds federal judges after a series of setbacks in court. And that's a fight that deserves to be picked also because, you know, too many tin pot dictators in black robes abusing the power that they have. And it's amazing that I think approximately 100% of them are Democrat appointees to the bench because the left, they take these cases to their left-wing allies with a wink and a nod and a, you know, a little reach under the black robe and everything's good. Remarkable stuff. Womp, womp, womp. We've got that going. President Trump got on his own social media platform. Remember they said that was going to be a big failure and then turned out to be worth billions of dollars because, you know, Donald Trump versus the left. They lie about everything, and he just makes billions of dollars off of whatever it is. Remarkable Stuff becomes a big success. They're trying to prevent that from happening with the United States of America. You know, success. That's what the left is here to prevent. But he went on Truth Social yesterday and talked about the judges, and it's good stuff there, too. Wah, wah, wah. And again, I was talking about it yesterday, that President Trump should just defy the courts, ignore the courts, and then play a soundbite that I'm going to play for you of Joe Biden when he was president not very long ago, defying the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court itself, not one random political appointee from Bozeman, but the entire Supreme Court ruled against Joe Biden and his, what do they call that, student debt relief, is that what they called it? And the Supreme Court ruled against him, and he said, well, screw the Supreme Court. I don't have to pay attention to the Supreme Court. And President Trump should play that audio. They should play it in the White House briefing today. They should play the video in the White House briefing. They don't have to play the audio. They can play the video. But I'm on radio, so it's a little more complicated for me. Yeah. Speaking of which, a federal judge orders Trump administration to return trans inmates to women's prison. They're talking about two men who say, I'm a lady. And the Democrat said, oh, he's a lady, because the convicted criminal says he's a lady. And I want to go to the ladies' prison, where we saw in New Jersey a couple of women got pregnant from other women, which is what they think can happen because they're anti-scientific. Remarkable stuff. But a federal judge ordered President Trump and the Trump administration to return two men to women's prisons. What could go wrong? And restart their sex change treatments, because there are two paths to a free sex change in Democrat world. Become a criminal, commit crimes, get caught, be convicted, be sent to prison, and say, I'm a lady. And then the Democrats will send you to a woman's prison because they're mentally ill. They have a lot of mental illnesses, and that's one of them. And then, you know, they could, if they were in high school, they could compete against the girls in swim meets and track meets and things like that, too, and steal their trophies and steal their scholarships and steal everything they've worked so hard for, because the Democrat Party is East Germany. And they would send men to the Olympics and pretend that they're women, which they're actually in the process of doing, the Democrats are. They are East Germany. Wow, these people are quite something. Yeah, so return your, and I like, it just says trans. That is transgender cross-dressing. I would argue mentally ill people. They want to go to women's prison, and who wouldn't? You know, if you're a man convicted of crimes that are going to land you in prison, every man would say, I'd like to go to the women's prison. That's good. But then, you know, the judge also says restart their sex change treatments at taxpayer expense. The other way to get your free sex change, what is it, Michael? Join the military. Join the American military, because they want to hollow out the American military and leave us defenseless on the face of the rising tide of the Chinese communists in the 21st century with the help of the Biden family and the Democrat Party. Quite amazing stuff. Speaking of which, the Kennedy Center, President Trump is the new head of the Kennedy Center, and he put in new people to lead the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., next door to the Watergate complex, and casting a shadow on the mighty Potomac River. But the Kennedy Center has fired an employee after he posted a video of himself stark naked in his protest against Donald Trump, because he couldn't afford the costume or a Speedo or anything like that. So Kennedy Center fires employee after naked protest against Trump. And the quotation in the headline is, this video is extremely disturbing. You silly, hairy little man. So, isn't that what they said in, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery in the hot tub, I think. You silly, hairy little man. And there's a silly, hairy little man posted a naked video of himself as a form of protest. He's an employee at the Kennedy. Well, he was an employee at the Kennedy Center. Now he'll doubtless sue and say that he's a woman and he wants to go to prison or something, because they're all insane. Again, President Trump on Truth Social. The fake news is at it again. This time, the failing New York Times. They said incorrectly that Elon Musk is going to the Pentagon tomorrow, that would be today, to be briefed on any potential, quote, war against China, end quote. That's what the New York Times is reporting. How ridiculous, President Trump wrote. China will not even be mentioned or discussed. How disgraceful it is that the discredited media can make up such lies. Anyway, the story is completely untrue, President Trump wrote. And CNN went with it, too, because it's in the New York Times. The New York Times is the head of the centipede. The news media is not a pack so much. As a great old friend of mine always said, it's not pack journalism, it's centipede journalism. And the head of the centipede is the New York Times. And that's a fact. Speaking of the terrorists known as the Democrat Party, this is a good one, too. Most alleged Tesla Charger vandals, you know, they're firebombing and Molotov cocktailing and using rifles to shoot up storefronts where they sell Teslas and threatening Tesla owners, telling them that they must sell their Teslas, otherwise the left-wing mob is coming for them. But listen to this. Most alleged Tesla Charger vandals have one thing in common. She, they pronouns. That's right, they got a lot of transgender terrorist vandal lunatics there. They're looking for the next excuse to commit suicide, I think, is that fits with the statistics, doesn't it? I believe it does. Wah, wah, wah. Amazing stuff. And a good headline at Fox News. Dems who supported Biden's plans to combat domestic terrorism, now silent. Because January 6th, you got to remember January 6th, it's the only riot that ever happened in the little tiny minds of Democrats. Amazing stuff. Yeah, they were very angry, very, very angry about terrorism. It's domestic terrorism. And now they're firebombing locations and they're organizing a nationwide. It's next week on Dimwit's birthday. And they're orchestrating a nationwide attack on Teslas and Elon Musk, who is in grave danger every day with all the death threats and everything. But he's got to ramp up his security, which I'm sure is quite capable. Remarkable things going on in the Democrat Party. Yeah, the Democrats that supported Biden's plan to combat domestic terrorism, now they have nothing to say at all. Wah, wah, wah. And do they remember when President Trump had to be evacuated along with the first family from the White House residence, the private residence, to the underground nuclear bunker because of the criminal Democrat insurrectionist mob outside the White House for 3 days attacking the White House, evacuating the president under these circumstances for the first time since 1814 when the British were attacking Washington, D.C.? Wah, wah, wah. Also, their hero, Mahmoud Khalil, Columbia student, as he's an Ivy League student. Great stuff. He's supposed to be in court today, and a Columbia University student who praised the arrest of Mahmoud Khalil talks about the death threats he's getting now from the terrorist Democrats, the party of the SDS, and the Symbionese Liberation Army, and the Weather Underground, and the KKK, you know, the Democrat Party. So I've got updates for you on that. Wah, wah, wah. Democrat Senator hammers AOC and Bernie Sanders. Not too much, though. And remember Congresswoman Cori Bush? Turns out she's got a husband. He might be headed to prison unless he gets an Obama judge. And we are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
Oh, that's awful, huh?
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Paid for by Bentland Products, LLC.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Thank you.
never done.
Ah, yes. All right, so many amazing contributions to our society the Democrats have contributed just in the last 21 hours. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jeff, calling from Milton, Delaware. Jeffrey, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, man, Chris, you got me unprepared. No, not really. It's just, to me, we all know that the left, the Democrats, will do anything in power, or anything they can to get back power. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think they'd go as low as just embarrassing themselves and denigrating themselves the way they have. Tim Walz, he is the equivalent to the bumbling sitcom father. If I can make a reference, he looks like a fat Dagwood Bumstead. Jasmine Crockett, she has turned into the foulest mouth of the foulest mouth, and she thinks that's going to get her some street cred. It's not. What's this guy Hogue or whatever, the young guy, is he even on the radar anymore? I mean, they have no one to throw out there. They have an all-star cast of nobody anymore.
Well, you know, the most popular, there was a survey done of Democrats just within the last week. Who is the leader, the spiritual juju leader of the Democrat Party? And the person that got the greatest number of votes was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with 10% of the vote. And then I think Bernie Sanders got 8% of the vote. And they were together yesterday in Tempe, Arizona, yelling about oligarchs. And it was clear that 98% of the crowd of buffoons that were cheering in front of them had no idea what the word oligarch means, but that doesn't matter. It's the old point and hate. The Democrat Party could point at an avocado tree and they'd all hate it.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backhoe, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention contractors and payroll professionals. Are you ready to master prevailing wage and certified payroll? Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Contractors and payroll professionals. Sign up today at O2ES.com. Join O2 Employment Services on April 4th for expert training that keeps you compliant. Prevailing wage, certified payroll, compliance made simple. Sign up today at O2ES.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. you and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Abby, her BFF.
We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abaire, directed by John Welch.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women.
Us, who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic, playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro arts businesses.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Entered it and blew himself up in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. A lot of carbon put into the air there. Gary, you may remember the Democrat that self-immolated in front of the Supreme Court a couple of years ago on Earth Day. On Earth Day, wanted to put a lot of smoke in the air on Earth Day, his own smoke. And of course, we've had Democrats self-immolate at the Israeli embassy, and he killed himself there, and a woman self-immolated at the Israeli consulate in Atlanta. A man self-immolated outside the Trump trial in New York and killed himself. The Democrat Party is a mental illness, isn't it, Gary?
It certainly is. What we're hoping for is a carbon-neutral domestic terrorism in America. And God knows Gaza needs the trees. So, you know, I think it's a win-win.
You could be onto, so this could be a good charity, because you're right. The Democrats, How do they offset? You know, they like Gary. We got Bolt Neck, John Kerry, who flies around on his wife's private jet, Gulfstream jet, lecturing people on their carbon footprints, right? But then he explained that he's so important that he needs to fly around on private jets because he's doing such good work reducing other people's carbon footprints. They couldn't be bigger hypocrites if they set out to be bigger hypocrites. Were it not for double standards, they would have no standards at all, Gary. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct, sir, as always.
But I love your suggestion that we plant a tree in Gaza, maybe one tree to offset, because they love these offsets, right? And what
right,
Michael,
right.
I think Michael queued up a Bolt Neck over here. Just for you, Gary, we got Bolt Neck.
On that issue, pollution, I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
If you offset your carbon, see, it's the only choice for somebody like me, who is traveling the world to win this battle.
That's right. He's traveling the world, Gary, to win this battle, and therefore he's got to fly around on a Gulfstream jet by himself because his forehead is so large, he won't fit in a commercial airliner. His forehead's too big. So he's got to fly in his wife. He married very well, the heir to the Heinz food fortune. Very good flying private wherever he goes. But if you're him, he rationalizes this like a member of the imperial court of Louis the 14th, you know, if they had private jets. And if you're me, it's so important because I'm doing such good work that I naturally deserve to fly around in a private jet. But you're right. We should plant and we could have the Israeli drop the trees from fighter jets, and we'll put spiky weights underneath them. So they just punch a hole into the dirty sand in Gaza and automatically plant the trees, dropping them from planes like they're bombs.
Well, how will that affect the subterranean lair underneath there? I think we might have some problems, or is that what you're getting at?
that is a good point too, the network of tunnels that they dug with our money so they can hold hostages and torture and murder everybody. I think your plan is a good one, though, Gary. And also, you started out by saying it would be a charity, and we would raise money to plant trees in Gaza to offset the fires that they're setting when they firebomb Teslas and Tesla dealerships, like the radical leftist terrorists that they are. And we'll make it a 501c3, right?
Right, but they're only going to take gift cards, no Bitcoin.
No Bitcoin, just gift cards. That's I am telling you.
Just saying.
You know, you've been given this thought. I think that's good stuff, Gary. That's wonderful.
It's important to me, Chris. It's important to me.
I think, you know, you're focused on what really matters, and that's slowing the rise of the oceans.
Yes. Praise Barack Obama.
That's right. Just like Barack Obama, slowing the rise of the ocean. The moment he was elected, that's when the rise of the oceans began to slow, because don't you know who he is?
This was the moment when the rise of the oceans began to slow.
They're all cheering.
And our planet began to heal. This was the moment.
Nobody's asked him, Gary, since then, hey, has the rise of the ocean slowed? Has the planet begun to heal?
Well, it's like Lily von Stupp said, what a guy.
It's a Lily von Stupp reference. That is outstanding. Blazing Saddles. That is just great. Sorry, baby, but 15's my limit on Schnitzengruben. That is great. Gary, thank you very much. That's great fun. What a great Friday call. That's great. Yeah, offsetting, and it's a great idea. We should set up a charity. We'll call it Gary Peck or something, and we'll raise money to plant trees in Gaza with the stated purpose, the intended purpose of offsetting the firebombings that the Democrat Party is perpetrating from coast to coast. They've got a big one coming up, a big nationwide attack on civilization. Because you got to keep in mind, these people are not liberals. They're the left. How many times do I have to say it? They are the left. They're not liberals at all. Amazing. Gary, thank you. Great call. I'm going to talk about that at dinner tonight. That's a fun plan. I did mention this crazy story, and I want to save this, I think, for the top of the hour, but the bill that could change homeschooling rules across Illinois. These people, can I just say, these people. That's an amazing story. Yes, sir. Speaking of Democrats, this is a good one. The Daily Caller has the story. Cori Bush, you remember Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush? She hates you and America. Cori Bush's husband, now former member, Democrat member of the House of Representatives, charged in alleged COVID fraud scheme. A COVID fraud scheme? What do you mean? Fraud? COVID? Can't believe that. That's amazing stuff. But the Daily Caller has the story, and the Washington Post does not, because the Washington Post is not a newspaper. The federal court in D.C. charged the husband of former Democrat Missouri Representative Cori Bush on Thursday with fraudulently obtaining over $20,000 from the Paycheck Protection and Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program during the pandemic. Courtney Meritz, they don't have the same name, of course, 46 years old, faces federal charges and is indicted on two counts of wire fraud for allegedly exploiting Small Business Administration loan programs during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the indictment. Meritz allegedly secured over $20,000, not even a lot of money to risk, you know, years in prison by defrauding the government and wire fraud and all this stuff. But, you know, they're greedy and they figure they could just get away with it, like Nancy Pelosi always says. Hey, Nancy, have any stock tips you'd like to share? So $20,000 through a fraudulent application and submitted in 2020 and 2021 under the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, which naturally they called the EIDL. And then they sit around and at tables and they, well, in the EIDL we have the... Oh, shut up. Speak English, you bunch of government people. And Paycheck Protection Program, that's the PPP. That's the PPP. It's not the only PPP that they've abbreviated to PPP, though. U.S. Attorney Edward Martin Jr., along with key federal agents, said Meritz manipulated Small Business Administration provisions designed to aid struggling businesses. July 2020, Meritz allegedly claimed an $8,500 EIDL loan for Vetted Couriers, a business that allegedly had six employees and $32,000 in annual gross revenue. A day later, Meritz, the husband of the Democrat member of the House of Representatives, applied for another EIDL loan, this time as a sole proprietor inflating his employee account to 10 and reporting $53,000 in revenue. Small potatoes. The SBA denied additional funds upon finding his applications nearly identical. The fraudulent schemes escalated when in 2021, Merit secured $20,832 in the PPP loan by allegedly and falsely declaring a new business with gross income of $128,000. He later filed for loan forgiveness because with the Democrats, it was always with a wink and a nod. I mocked this at the time. And they said, yeah, you take it out as a loan, but then you just never pay it back. See? Because don't you know who we are? And it's a wink and a, you know, hop into the sleeping bag with your fellow Democrats. Pretty amazing stuff. Womp, womp, womp. The Small Business Administration eventually forgave the PPP loan, including interest, based on his deceptive assertions. Sure, no problem. In light of Corey Bush's husband's recent legal challenges, it was reported that she continued making payments to him despite the ongoing federal investigation. It's all a slush fund. The whole government is just their private, personal slush fund. And, you know, President Trump and Doge and Elon Musk, they found $20 billion that the Biden administration forked over to a bunch of radical left environmental groups before fleeing Washington, D.C. And when the Trump administration said, well, wait a minute, this is just to pals of the Democrat Party, $20 billion who claim to be environmental groups, but they're just Democrat front groups and they donate money to the Democrats, so the Democrats give them taxpayer money by the billions, by the tens of billions. And then a Democrat-appointed judge jumped in and said, hey, Trump, you can't claw that money back. Washington terminology, claw back that money, right? This city is the most corrupt city, certainly in Western civilization. Amazing stuff. All right, let's grab a quick phone call. Let's go to Frank, calling from the tiny state of New Hampshire. Frank, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. What do you know? What do you say?
Well, I my thought was this, Rules for Radicals with one of the biggest things with Rules for Radicals is you can have is ridicule. And I think this guy Boasberg, Judge Boasberg, has overstepped his bounds. and from my point of view, I just think that Trump or somebody, maybe Holman, can say something, you know, when he's discussing a raid or something. He says, well, we had to run it by Judge Boasberg because, you know, after all, he runs my department. And I just think that, if you ridicule him, he's well out of line trying to track down what happened when his order was, you know, he expects a plane to be turned around. He's really full of himself. That's my humble opinion.
Well, your humble opinion is entirely correct, of course. And you're right about Rules for Radicals and Saul Alinsky, and Barack Obama was a Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals guy, big time. Hillary Clinton, a big time Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals guy, and it was rule number 5 in Rules for Radicals. He had 12 Rules for Radicals, but rule number 5 in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, again, the guiding light for the leadership of the Democrat Party today from Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama on down. Yeah, rule number 5 is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Well, other than nuclear weapons, of course, which the Democrats are helping the Ayatollahs get real soon. They want to fast track that. Yeah, spin your centrifuges, enrich your uranium. Keep your nuclear program going. We know you're perfectly innocent and just want to cure cancer. Anyway, didn't Joe Biden cure cancer? Wasn't he going to? He had his moonshot to cure cancer. What happened to that? That ever? All he did was leave two Americans stranded in space. I don't think that was much of a moonshot. Yeah, rule number 5, Frank, is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's infuriating. And there's no defense against ridicule. I actually adopted many years ago, Frank, because of Saul Alinsky, I adopted that rule too. Of course, it kind of came naturally to me anyway. But when I saw it was one of the rules for radicals, hey, the Democrats deserve this pie in the face, don't they? Yes, they do. Frank, good one. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, what a nice guy.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministries.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
I participate in U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualCT.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
The price of gold could surge in 2025. A large bank analyst is calling it the ultimate perceived safe haven asset. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are getting help safeguarding their money and saving with precious metals like gold and silver. Call 855-838-GOLD to learn about the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're going to give you a free gold and silver kit. Plus, you can also get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. Call Goldco at 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
So the Democrats are making a big fight over an election for a Supreme Court justice in the state of Wisconsin, because the Democrats demand, and it's for the majority balance of the Supreme Court, so they're waging jihad to try to secure an April Fool's Day Supreme Court election in the state of Wisconsin, because they, well, he could come down to Wisconsin and on presidential election day, and then we'll drive it to the Supreme Court and then we'll steal it there. This is how fanatical the left is. They're just, they're insane, and they're fighting this fight, hammer and sickle, in Wisconsin for one seat that would give them majority control in the state Supreme Court in a potential key swing state, because they're laying the groundwork to steal. And they're making a real big deal. And they got the news media demonizing the Republican candidate and slandering, you know, the media, the powerful ally to have. They're sleeping together, you know. All right, let's go to the telephones again. Let's go to James calling from the great state of Arkansas. James, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Hey, thanks, James, for taking my call.
You bet.
First of all, you're a great talk show host. Love listening to you every day.
Well, thank you very much. We do what we can.
I appreciate that. It just came to me yesterday. Maybe if John Roberts wasn't such a coward, and I hope he's listening to me calling him a coward on nationwide radio, because he's a coward. Because you know what? If they would police their own judicial system, people like Donald Trump and the rest of us wouldn't have to squawk.
That's true. That is 100% true. And he is the Chief Justice of the United States of America, Chief of the Judicial Branch, the Article 3 branch of government. And you're right. He should be disciplining judges, not, fluffing them and rewarding them for being part of this sustained, orchestrated attack on Donald Trump and President Trump's political agenda, which honestly is what we're watching, and I know you know that, James.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.